Mama.
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Ashamed of that? Why are we not recording this?
That's what we all did.
We are now.
Like, we all did it.
But
like,
why are you ashamed of that?
Because, like, I went and, like, looked it up. Like, I thought of, like, something that she had said on the show in my brain. I'm like,
chicken or tuna?
About that show. No, it was some, like, stupid, obscure, like, one
buffalo?
Of the quotes.
Why do buffaloes have wings?
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Wow, you're loud, Stephanie.
I'm always loud. Why is this a surprise?
Wait, does this pick up, though, if I...
No, you have to hold it.
Or we can fix that if you want to. We can move the table that way if you need it.
Yeah, we can move the table over a little bit.
Scooch. All right, guys. This is the messiest opening I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
This is the best opening we've ever had.
Possibly. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Stephanie.
Hi.
And Christy.
Hola.
And we have a special guest today. We have Gia.
Hi.
Hi, Gia.
Hi. Gia, what's your last name? I don't know your last
name.
Yeah.
I have no last name. I simply go by Gia.
Okay, cool.
She's never like mind. Madonna.
She's like Cher.
Cher.
Yeah, there
Prince.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing stuff.
But that doesn't go on.
That doesn't get bigger.
Well, but it got bigger.
She's like my technical designer.
It got bigger than what it was before.
Sure.
That's what she said.
Sure, Jan.
All right, well,
I'm trying to make our guest comfortable.
Okay.
Oh, can we cheers? Do we do that?
Yes. Welcome.
Cheers, ladies. Cheers. Thank you for having me.
No, anytime. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit, Gia?
Yeah. My name is Gia. I am a currently unemployed.
Fun employed.
I'm fun employed. I'm on vacation. I'm a paid vacation for
the
next 6 months.
That's the best vacation.
Life is great.
Good for you.
I was doing a morning show in Miami. I got canned last month, and I have been really happy ever since.
Good for you.
It's been great.
That's always wonderful.
Good for you. Hey.
Free paid vacations. Well, that happened to me when I was pregnant with Sophie. I got laid off, and I was 6 months pregnant. I'm like, cool, I got a severance package.
Exactly.
And maternity leave. This is amazing. Everybody was all upset, and I'm like, this is great.
No, life is pretty awesome right now.
Yeah. Good for you.
I get to go to Disney next week. I get to travel. I get to shop continuously, still without any remorse, and I get to sleep until 11 o'clock every day.
That
sounds amazing.
Life is beautiful. My life is literally, because I was doing a morning show, I'd wake up at 4, and now I go to sleep at 3 a.m. Like it's amazing.
Jelly.
This good. Is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, the cookie with the plantain.
I need to taste this.
Okay, so we're currently eating our favorite cookies on the planet, Night Owl cookies. Thanks, Night Owl. And
thanks for letting us buy them.
I mean, thanks for letting us buy them. They weren't free, but if you want to send us free cookies, we will gladly accept.
Andrew,
them.
I want to be friends.
Andrew,
we want to be friends.
We want to be friends with you. We follow you. We like basically stalk you on Instagram.
Oh my god,
this
is so good.
I personally am not a fan of these new plantain cookies.
They are the most delicious.
Oh my god, they're so good,
Andrew. Listen, baby, listen to me. We love you so much. I follow you. I watch every single Instagram. Christy and I watch every single Instagram story that you put out. I love your apartment is beautiful.
Yes.
Your dog is the cutest.
I promise we're not crazy.
You and Martha,
we're a little crazy.
You and Martha Miami are friendship goals.
Yes.
I love you guys. Listen, send us cookies.
You should reach out to him on Instagram and
we
just
do all the time.
Do you just say send me free cookies? Because if you say if you would like to be the official cookie company,
we do all the time. He actually responded to us the other day.
He did.
What was that? It was for,
I don't know. But we need to work on this, Andrew. I need free cookies.
But
also,
what it was for, but he wrote us back.
This is a plantain
The plantain papi, I think it's called
plantain papi. Plantain and Nutella. It is freaking delicious.
But it's what, in a sugar cookie?
In a sugar cookie. In a sugar cookie.
Jesus Christ.
It's delicious. Oh, and also, Gia brought us amazing... We left 2 pieces. Yeah, brought us amazing Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Gia brought us Krispy Kreme.
Because...
So doesn't, bitch.
We're down in Miami. We don't have the Krispy Kreme.
We have to go to Hialeah for fucking Krispy Kreme.
I'm from New York. Krispy Kreme is, doesn't exist. So, like, when I first moved down here, there's one Krispy Kreme in Penn Station... And that is in the toilet of New York City. So it's a treat. Like, when I first moved down here, you guys have Waffle House. You have Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. You have Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
All of these crazy.
I like Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel's good.
Have you tried do you have Steak and Shake?
We don't have. We just got a Steak and Shake in New York. That's pretty epic.
Yeah. That's
they're little things, you know, that you get excited about. Chick-fil-A.
We don't have a lot of stuff, though. There's a lot of stuff that we don't
We're getting a Wawa.
We are getting a Wawa.
Yeah. Like, close by.
They it was from Broward. I live in Broward, and there's Wawas there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down here, we're getting one now.
When I lived in Philadelphia, it was the land of Wawa. And Wawa is the most incredible. You will never go back.
But see, the thing is, I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to love so much about it, but I'm very excited about it.
The gas is cheap. The place is clean. You have really cool, like, they call them hoagies, like, they're subs. They're... hundreds of thousands of different options.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
You had to, I mean, you lived here for like a year already, right?
Yeah, I've been in here a year and a half.
Experience the epicness that is a pub sub.
Oh my God, yes, finally.
Okay, yes. You have to know.
It took me almost a year of living here, but I finally got it.
Oh. Did you get the chicken tender one, though?
I did. I went the buffalo. Come on.
If you didn't do the chicken tender, you didn't do it right.
No, I did buffalo chicken tenders.
Okay.
Nice.
It was unbelievable.
Right.
No, like, how did I go this long with, like, living without this?
Like, no sandwich you ever have will ever top that.
And when you, if you move out of Florida,
you will
miss and Georgia.
Well, they're in the Carolinas, I think, too.
In the Carolinas might have them. And you no longer can get Publix. There's people that, like, fiend for it. My friend that moved to Maryland is, like, losing her shit. Because she's, like, she's moving to Georgia, and she's, like, I'm just happy because I'm getting a Publix again.
If you get a cold sub, I wonder, like, if they could just pack it in dry ice and just ship it up.
Mm. Probably.
They probably could.
There have to be people that are that desperate.
Their turkey sub was what I, like, craved when I was pregnant.
Really?
And I had, like, that's what I wanted after. That's why. That's okay. After. Yeah, you can't eat cold cuts.
Why can't eat cold cuts?
I'm the only childless one in the group.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can't eat cold cuts when you're pregnant.
Why? You're not supposed to. Listeria.
It's a bacteria.
Did you guys eat stuff that you weren't supposed to eat?
All the time. But you, like, that's, like, one of the ones, like, you come around, like, we did workarounds at home. Like, you buy it, and then you heat it up, and then you put it in the refrigerator again.
No,
fuck that. What I would do to eat it.
I ate it fucking cold. I wanted, so when I was pregnant, all I wanted was meat. All I wanted was protein. Like, I craved protein. I ate it all the time. I didn't care. I don't fucking care.
You can't eat
my
what?
My kid is perfectly fine.
You can't eat sushi.
No.
Right, you can't eat raw fish. You can't eat unpasteurized cheeses. You're not really supposed
What's
to
an unpasteurized cheese?
Like goat cheese.
Like all the good cheeses.
The soft cheeses.
All the good cheeses.
But, like, it doesn't fucking matter because everything in the United States is pasteurized anyway. So, right. Like, I'm not going to go to France and eat, like, unpasteurized cheese. So,
yeah, so but, I mean, if you were there, you would.
Oh, 100%.
They're probably all doing it over there anyway.
Exactly. Yes, like, exactly. And, like, the French are fine.
Those French kids are healthy, happy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of, like, coffee.
Oh, I did not stop drinking coffee.
You can only have one cup of coffee a day. And it should be decaffeinated.
No. That didn't happen.
That did not happen. You can't drink when you're pregnant either.
I'm going to stay barren. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's probably
none of this sounds like it's any fun.
Yeah, you work around it. Like, I would buy, like, vegetable sushi and, like, fake it.
You can have sushi that's cooked. I mean,
yeah,
but it's
not the same. It's not as good as, like, a bagel roll.
I would crave exactly everything that I'm not supposed to crave.
You do. Yeah, you do.
I'm that stubborn that I just want everything.
Like, I would want a log of goat cheese.
Shove it.
I ended up just craving...
Wrapped in turkey.
Yeah, I ended up just craving tomatoes and mashed potatoes.
God.
Yeah, she ate
all
mashed,
I wanted,
she had
a lot of mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah, I really wanted mashed potatoes. I found out that they come just like mac and cheese does in, like, Instacups.
Oh, shit.
That you can make, like, serving size ones in the microwave in a minute and a half. And, like, I had them at my desk at work. Like, they were just in my drawer. And, like, it would be like, oh, I'm hungry.
Totes
mashed potato time. I don't know. Just want to mash it. My kid won't touch it.
At least mashed potatoes isn't a banned food.
This is true.
So
yeah, but microwave mashed potatoes.
Well, that's true. Radioways and shit. The thing is that there's always a problem with
something.
Oh, yeah,
you can't use the microwaves.
No, you can use microwaves. That doesn't fucking matter. But, like, people... The thing is that, like, if you... I mean, listen, we're a generation away from the people that used to smoke while they were pregnant.
Yeah.
So, you know, does it really fucking matter?
I wonder if our parents didn't just don't say anything about it.
Oh, no, I know
now.
My mom did. Like, she was like, oh, I quit smoking after your brother was born. I'm like, what do you mean after?
Were you underweight?
Younger than me.
Were you born underweight?
No, we were both normal-sized babies. So...
My mom, my high school boyfriend, his mother got pregnant like a later, like 40 something pregnancy. And this was like early 2000s. And she knew better. She smoked throughout the entire pregnancy. She painted the house while pregnant. I remember one time I came back and he was a newborn. She was breastfeeding. And in the other hand, she had a cigarette. Nice.
Goals.
That, that poor kid. He did not. He is not 100.
Is he okay?
I mean, technically. Yeah. I mean, like, I think he like has like some kind of like delays in a way, but he is not amongst the rest of us. Like, on paper, he's fine.
I write that shit down.
On paper, he's fine. That's a good title.
That is a good title.
Oh, the wine.
Oh, the wine.
Oh, fuck yeah! You know when I took this out of the bag, I thought it was called Charles in Charge.
That's why I bought it, because when I saw the bottle, I thought it said Charles in Charge, and then I read it and I was like, yeah, I'm still gonna get it. So
okay, so it's called Charles in Charge.
Charles but let's in pretend, Charge but let's of our third. Wine.
Tony Danza had something to do with
wrong.
It.
Scott Baio.
Fuck your.
Oh my
god. Which one was Tony Danza?
Tony Danza was the boss.
You're right.
Oh my
the
word.
The non-rapey one.
Oh, that's Baio's rapey?
Yes.
Yeah. Nicole accused of all
everybody's
that stuff.
Nicole
alleged.
Eggert.
Alleged. Alleged.
No, who's not rapey anymore? God.
Well, like a reformed.
Tony Danza?
No, like, but like.
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza's not rapey.
The Rock. Jason Momoa.
Ooh, Jason. Oh,
God. Sebastian Stan.
God, please keep that one safe.
Man, never. Nobody's. Man, why is everybody rapey? Why can't you just be normal?
Just keep it in your pants, man.
Just fucking ask permission. That's it.
Well, Chris Hardwick was the guy today.
Yeah, fuck, man. Another one bites the dust.
That's just depressing.
Well, that's so depressing.
He always just, like, not the rapey vibe, but he always had the, like, a-hole syndrome.
Yeah.
So like, here's the thing. Like, I know a lot of people can't stand him. I personally never understood why people hate him.
Yeah,
I never got that. I always thought he was, like... To me, he was always that guy that, like, tried too hard. Like, he always had that attitude of, like, oh, I'm gonna be a little obnoxious and try too hard. But he was always, like, a little endearing, kind of a little nerdy, like, super nerdy. But, like, I kind of always admired what he did with Nerdist. But, like, now it's like, well, you built it on, like, the back of this girl that you tortured for 7 years, however the fuck long.
Literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
No, they were together for 3 years. Like, and the thing is, like, I know, like, not I know her personally, but, like, I know the girl because me and Jeff were obsessed with, like, G5 and, like, all the, and G4 and all the comic, like, Comic-Con commentary.
Well, you're familiar.
Yeah, so I know she's, and she's, like, a huge cosplayer, like, she like enthusiast, and she's done tons of cosplay, and her dad was like a makeup artist and stuff like that.
So apparently all begrudgingly because she didn't want to be.
Which you could tell sometimes, like when she's in front of the camera, she's not in the beginning she was super awkward about it, but you know, so you see that. And I always knew him as like, he was like, I think it's Will Wheaton, like his college roommate.
Really?
Yeah, like he was college roommates, and I want to say it's Will Wheaton with somebody like that. Like somebody that was which is how, like, he was like a California kid, and that's how he got his foot in the door. Because he was friends with somebody that had like that world connection. Like not huge, like A-list, you know.
Right.
God, like, you know, I love Will Wheaton, and you know, he's a geek.
Not.
He's a nerd god, but you know, he's not like, you know, A-list George Clooney movie making scenario.
It. He'll always be the guy from Singled Out to me.
Hardwick?
Yeah. He was the second singled out, right? Wasn't he like...
It was him and Jenny McCarthy.
No, but he was replaced. Or he replaced somebody. Because there was an original guy that was before him.
Is that true?
Almost positive.
I know Jenny McCarthy for sure was the first.
And then Carmen Electra.
That's right. It was Carmen Electra. You're right.
Those shows were so great.
I know.
Oh, man. You remember when Carmen Electra married Dennis Rodman for 5 seconds?
Yeah. That was weird.
They were. It was Will Wheaton. They were college roommates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, Nerdist responded real quick because, like, I know he sold the company to Legendary, but, like, they put out a statement real quick.
They removed any trace of him from the website. But is he still going to do Talking Dead?
I don't know. AMC hasn't responded or released a statement as far as I know. Like, I haven't seen anything. But interestingly enough, I like to go through, like, comment sections.
Love doing that. Nary gets mad at me.
Really?
I
it's like, the best and the worst thing ever.
It's frustrating.
But then I get, like,
I get
so worked up.
I get super angry.
And he's like, you do it to yourself. And I'm like, I know, but these people are so stupid.
Yeah. But that's why I get frustrated. But I just, I like to see people's like take on things. And there's a whole bunch of like, oh, innocent until proven guilty. And like, why does one person's opinion, like whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay, sure. Let's victim blame one person. But someone hit the nail on the head. And I'm like, this is why women don't say anything.
Yeah.
This is exactly why women don't come out and say anything.
But you have to think, what does that woman have to lose? I mean, what does she have to gain?
Right,
I mean,
right, right. Why would she make this up? Like, why does she just wake up on a random Friday and be like, hey, I think I'm going to accuse Chris Hardwick of emotionally and sexually abusing me for 3 years.
I'm just going to make up a complete lie. That's not what happened.
Right, exactly. But like, this is exactly why women don't come forward. 100% why women exactly don't come forward. Yeah. 100%.
And the thing is that I was actually having this conversation with my mom the other day because, like, all these women are coming forward with accusations, and it's accusations of the past. Like, it was when the Texans cheerleaders, because they just recently have started this whole lawsuit against the Houston Texans organization, the football team. And my mom was like,
NFL cheerleaders get treated like,
yeah, and they get paid
minimum wage.
And some of them are required to have another full-time job. Like, they are expected. You must be a member of the, like, a working member of the community.
They're not allowed to even, like, be in the same room as the football players.
I mean, what was it? The New Orleans Saints, they're cheerleaders. They have, like, a booklet that says, if you walk into a restaurant and you see another member of the team, you must turn around and leave.
Yeah.
They can stay. But those girls, they can't be seen. That one girl got fired because she posted something on her Instagram. She was wearing a lace bodysuit with long sleeves, and they deemed it...
Yeah.
You know, inappropriate, and let her go. It's disgusting.
It's not so, like, they were on Good Morning America, and my mom was like, she goes, I don't understand why all these women are not. And I go, here's the thing. It's the first time in, like, history that it's a safe, like, even, you're still going to get a lot of shit for it because there's trolls and assholes out there. Mm-hmm. But it's the first time that with the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement that it's actually kind of a safe space. Mm-hmm. Like, there's women that are coming out now from, like, with, like, past situations, because now's the first time that they can actually feel, okay, well, somebody's going to do something about
Bill Cosby. Yeah. I mean, that was, some of these women are coming up from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Because now they feel like they can.
Right, exactly.
So that's, like, one of the things I'm saying. And then this whole thing with Chloe Dystra, like, in a weird way, like, whatever happened, like, whether it happened, it didn't happen, like, that's actually, like, besides the point in my head right now. But what people think, like, okay, whether Chris Hardwick did this or not, the fact that we have so many girls out there right now, young girls in their 20s, back then, now, it doesn't change, that they think that that's their, that they gotta take it. And that, you know, people are like, well, she could have left or whatever. But, like, it's not that. It's that they have in their heads that, oh, this is just what I deserve.
Well, she,
like, this is the guy that, yeah.
She wrote that in her essay that she tried to leave several times. And he did, like, the abuser thing of, like, oh, I'm going to change. And, I'll make it better. I'll never do this again. And then, like, and this is the other part of sexual abuse that, like, people don't necessarily counter think of as rape, which is, like, sure, you can count it as consensual if you're gonna, like, lay there and let him, like, quote, have sex with you, mm-hmm. or whatever, which she caught, I did, it stuck out to me. She says he called it starfishing, where he would tell her, like, you know, when she would tell him, like, listen, I'm not feeling well, like, I don't want to have sex tonight, he said, well, you know, he would say, like, well, you know, my last relationship ended because we didn't have sex enough. And
that's
she
the
would,
worst.
Right. And she would just say there.
That's psychological abuse.
That's actually, yeah, that's 100%. It's emotional abuse. And she would just lay there. So, like, sure, you're allowing him to have sex with you, but these are the conditions under which you're allowing him to do this.
Or it's whatever. Still against your will.
Well, yeah, you're still... Sure, he's not holding you down and right. beating no, you but down, but it's still, like, he's
it's
still,
not
still
violent.
Manipulating.
It's not
violent,
violent,
but he's still manipulating you. You're still allowing a man to, like, manipulate and control you, and, you know.
Well, so did he put out, like, a list of rules for her? Like, she wasn't allowed to have photos of herself with him. There were, like, no photos.
She was talking, there was, the first time they went to San Diego Comic Con, she wasn't allowed to leave her hotel room.
God.
Like, I gotta tell you that it took a while.
That is stuff I don't understand. Like, I don't, not blaming her at all, but I don't understand. Like, if somebody were to tell me you can't leave your room,
the hell I can.
Like who do you think you are to tell me that what I'm gonna do? Like,
I mean
ask Neri. I've got, like, Neri, you guys, our listeners know, like, Neri Cruz is. So I've gone with him a few times, and he's like, I'm gonna play video games. I'm like,
go.
I'll see you later. I'm gonna go lay out. Like, I'm on a fucking ship.
I'm playing video games. You stay until I'm done. Like, imagine that.
Like, yeah. He's like, I want you to watch me play video games. No, I'm gonna go sit by the pool. Like, if I'm gonna sit, I'd rather sit in the sun. Like, I'm not gonna.
A lot of the way, and I mean, I'm not a psychologist or anything, but I think a lot of the way that abuse people with abusive personalities target, and I don't mean to use harsh words like this, but or harsh vocabulary, but a lot of the way,
hold it closer to your mouth.
Sorry, a lot
sound
of
is weird.
I'm sorry. A lot of the ways that abusers choose people that they're going to enter relationships with is they target people that they know are insecure, and I think that you and it's this kind of, this is like a weird connection, but Chris Hardwick's wife is Lydia Hearst. Mm-hmm. Lydia Hearst's mother,
Patty
Hearst, was kidnapped by the Black Panthers.
No. She was kidnapped. The Siamese Liberation Army. This is a psycho story.
This is a crazy story. She was kidnapped by who was it?
The Siamese Liberation Army. It was like some freaking radical group.
Right. And then, but she like developed Stockholm Syndrome and like fell in love with them. Like super Beauty and the Beast style.
Well, she went to jail because she helped them rob a freaking bank.
Right. And she came out like doing propaganda for them. Like,
she changed her name.
The funny thing is, like, so Stephanie today goes,
like, this has to be so embarrassing. Like, the Hearst, to me, like, the Hearst are up there with, like, the Rockefellers.
It's true.
Like,
Newsies,
they're like,
people.
They're, like, American fucking royalty.
They were in the Newsies.
Yes. And I'm like, this has to be, like, I would be so embarrassed if I was the Hearst family and I'm like, this just came out that my son-in-law is a fucking rapist.
And then I go, nobody's gonna, like, I'm not, no family's gonna be embarrassed when their daughter got, like, kidnapped by the, I had said Black Panthers at the time, I go Black Panthers and then ended up, like, joining them, like, oh, they're God. Over the embarrassment level.
And I'm like, shit, you're right, I forgot.
I'm like, they're over it.
Like, in my head, I'm like, the only thing that's more embarrassing is, like, if they would have been the Lindbergh baby.
Oh my God. On it.
No, Vanessa. Stephanie.
Yeah, I did not do that.
Like, that's, listen, what I said earlier was worse.
Yeah, that was worse. That was way worse.
And they're
worse.
Not the what was the other movie that came out about that family that wouldn't pay the ransom?
Are you talking about the Getty family?
Was it the
Gettys? Yeah.
The Gettys.
I saw that thing on FX. I saw that.
That was the one that fucking
100
All the money in the world.
Because that
was that fucking this other rapey guy was supposed to be in.
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
That guy.
which rapey guy for 200, Alex?
I'll take the other rapey guy for 1,000.
No. Double Jeopardy.
But there's an SNL. It's
Kevin Spacey and Weinstein. Correct.
Jesus.
That could totally be a Jeopardy category.
It's just really sad. No, the problem is like we're thinking now who is not a rapey, creepy asshole in Hollywood.
They're all rapey, creepy assholes.
No, everyone's disgusting. Like, that's pretty much.
It's like if you're an old white dude over 40, you're a rapey, creepy asshole.
Yeah, there was the casting couch. The casting couch was
a thing.
Was?
Well, you know what? The difference is I think it was more of an understanding between women back then. Like, unfortunately, it was just systemic and they knew, like, if you want this, this is what you do. And they're kind of going into it somewhat with open eyes.
Right.
This is, like, they're not... you know, holding them down, like, you know, hoping, you know, these women aren't allowing themselves to be held down, hoping that they're going to get a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, if you think about, like, you know, you go through the Weinstein situation, you just see the laundry list of not only people that he attacked, but, like, what he was making these girls do.
Right.
But he was jacking off into a fucking plant. Like,
How
sick do you have
to be? A plant.
And when you think about it, like, he's...
Poor plant.
I can see him, like, and then you hear the stories and you're like... Yeah.
I see it.
And it's like you hear the stories and then you see the girls that like did something about it and then their careers went nowhere. And then you see the girls that like actually just like took it and look at where they are.
Look at his wife.
Yeah.
He married that beautiful woman and she just sat there and allegedly she didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't because everybody was just so...
No one said a word.
And again, and here's like the sad thing. Okay, just how men think when you see like a lot of people, which... Oh, fucking idiots. But a lot of people when the whole thing with Cosby came out, people were like, well, and... I'm not gonna name his name. I'm just not in the mood to get into that guy right now. But when people were like, "Oh well, look at her and look at me," would I ever be interested in that person?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it was like the you know, obviously I'm a celebrity. I'm not gonna be interested in this like person that's like homie looking or whatever you want to call her. But and the same thing is with let's be real. She fell in love with Weinstein for whatever reasons, whatever. There's no way she thought that he was going out there and screwing anybody because, one, look at him.
Look at her.
And then look at her.
Yeah.
And she, like,
that relationship has never, ever made sense.
Yeah, never made sense.
I love Georgina Chapman. I am an avid Project Runway watcher. I never once. Because it's not only that she's beautiful. She's so smart.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. She and I can't remember her last name, but Karen from her partner in Marquesa, they're brilliant. They built that company from nothing.
Well, they also had it before she met Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah. She had it way before, but it didn't do as, like, it didn't plummet.
Yeah.
Until it, not plummet, that's the wrong word. It didn't, like,
take off.
It didn't take off. Yeah. It didn't skyrocket until she was married to Weinstein, so I'm sure, like, they got financial backing somehow
from
him. Yeah. But,
she had to believe that, like, she was the end-all be-all for her husband because she is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Look at him. God, he's so ugly. So
fucking disgusting. Did you watch Entourage?
Yes. Yeah, Harvey Weinberg.
Like, who the fuck was that based on? You know?
Have you ever tried to watch Entourage now?
I haven't, but I fucking loved that show, and I'm so scared to go back and watch it because it's a little hashtag too real now, I have to imagine.
It's not even too real. It's, like, so old. Like, their references, like, their technology. Like, it's like watching Sex and the City now. Like, it's just, like...
I spent all of last weekend watching Sex and the City.
For the 20th anniversary?
Well, the 20th anniversary is my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it premiered on my birthday, so I was, like, for my birthday, I was like, I'm gonna watch Sex and the City, and I spent all weekend watching it, and I was like, this is... Not that it's bad, because I don't think it'll ever be bad, but it's just, this is so, it's like watching,
it's dated.
Watching Friends now is really,
oh my god, dated. Watching Friends is kind of cringeworthy now, like some of the jokes that they make, I'm like,
I know, but I don't care.
I know, I don't care either, because it's
the hardest Friends. Part about watching Sex in the City, like when you really like turn into an adult, is when you realize you understand where the fuck Miranda's coming from now.
And yeah,
Carrie is insane. Like, how did I ever sympathize her? How was I ever in Team Carrie? Miranda had a head on her shoulders.
What's awful?
Miranda bought her own apartment.
Awful, what's awful is like is trying to defend Big now. Is because back in the day when you're
Miranda was right.
Miranda, like, she knows the whole time. Yeah,
you're like, you let Aiden go.
No, yeah, fuck. No, Aiden's just as bad. I'm sorry.
You're gonna spill the cookie.
I'm sorry.
We'll bring that.
I'm
bring
sorry. That. Aiden is just as bad. Like, I listen. I've always known that Big was an asshole. I even in my like 18-year-old dumbassery, I have always known that Big was an asshole. But Aiden was just as bad. Sorry.
He loved her so much.
He did.
Fine, but he wanted to change fundamental things about her.
He wanted
maybe
her to
they
stop
needed
smoking.
To be changed. Yeah, she was. No,
she needed to grow
fine,
up.
But that's not the only thing he wanted to change about.
What did
her.
He want to change about her?
I had a whole argument
to stop her from fucking Big.
No,
I mean that's okay. I'm okay with him wanting to change that part.
No, that's not the only thing he wanted to change. I had a whole argument built up about this the other day, and I can't remember it right now.
I know Jezebel. They had like a whole week's worth of articles like every day about Sex in the City.
I know. I can't remember it. I had a whole fucking argument built up about this. I was going to fight Neri about it, and I don't remember it right now.
Well, Neri's not here.
Neri is Sex in the City super fan?
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Which,
by the way,
serious?
Yeah, and he's totally teammated. 100%.
Yeah. But, like, you guys have...
I wish you guys could see his face right now.
Is so blown right now.
For modern content, it's nowhere... Obviously, it's not there because you can't, like, recreate Sex in the City magic.
No, you can't.
No.
But you guys really do need to watch The Bold Type.
What's that?
It's on...
a fucking freeform show.
It's a freeform show. It's called The Bold Type. It's about three friends that work at the magazine called Scarlet.
Okay.
Like, Vogue-ish.
Yeah.
And instead of being, like,
Stop
Devil
it.
Wears
nothing
Prada...
Nothing will ever be Vogue.
No.
But nothing will ever be Devil Wears Prada. Stop
no,
what you're
No, it's not
doing.
Devil Wears Prada. It's, like, the idea of... Because, no, because they're meant... The editor, like, she's not,
Tread
like,
lightly.
Yeah, no, she's not the
Don't
unapproachable, like, thing like that. Like, they're... None of them are her assistants. Like, one of them... like has fashion dreams. The other one's a writer, and the other one is their social media director.
Okay.
So, and it's about the three of them navigating this world, trying to find themselves in their 20s and trying to get like their exposure for the right reasons. And
yeah, they're living in New York.
And they're living in New York.
I'm already frustrated.
Yeah,
I can know because I can. I'm sure it's a great show.
Were you a fan of Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I loved it.
Sorry.
Sorry.
This is where we... No, sorry.
No, this is where
we
part ways.
No, no, no. No, it's fine. It's fine.
We were doing so well.
I know. Sorry. We can have one snack. I got through it like... I got... Like, I watched it through just because, like, I mean, if I'm watching something I'm into, I always have to finish. But probably around like season three, I'm like, this show's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just became like not really like, it didn't click with me anymore. But I remember really watching that at the very beginning. You know, like, it's like at the end of every episode, it was either like I couldn't speak, I was in such shock, or it was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Really, like, just in by like, when you see like a woman like Lena Dunham putting herself out there like that, and it was relatable, but it was shocking at the same time. And it was like this modern Sex in the City, but it's, you look, I tried to watch it again probably about a year ago, and it's just shit. It sucks.
No, I made it.
What are your feelings on Lena Dunham as a human being?
I feel.
Do you think she's an asshole, or do you think that she's like the voice of our generation?
I don't think Lena Dunham. I think she at one point had full on potential to be, but there was something about
her.
You
think she shat the bed?
Yeah. I think she just became annoying, and I don't know what it is. It was.
I agree with you. I think she could have been, and then I think it's. I think she's just kind of got a little bit too ahead of herself and totally shot the
when back. When there was that woman that accused a friend of theirs, that's, and then they were like, well, this is one of the only the 3% cases.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, really?
That's when she just, that's when she showed a little
bit
her
true
color
thing.
Oh, when she gave away the dog that she adopted because it was too aggressive, and her boyfriend left her, like, for Lord of all people.
Her boyfriend left her for Lord?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
He's like drooling right
now.
He's
with Lord. I know that they went to...
I love Lord.
Do you really?
I do.
They went to some event together right after they broke up, and like they were clearly together, and I think that's the understanding.
I think her boyfriend's like ugly as fuck though.
He's brilliant. Really?
No, good. 100%.
He's a great Jewish boy.
Who's her boyfriend? Who was her boyfriend?
I can't remember his name, but the guitar is from Fun.
Okay, that's where my age just kicked in. Who the fuck is Fun?
Shit.
Is that a thing?
No, if you know, if you heard the song, you would know.
Hold on.
Yeah, you know where they are.
Chris, is that 30 Seconds to Mars?
No.
That's Jared Leto.
Chrissy's a little older.
Wait, no,
I know, I'm being a smart ass about it.
That's Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. No, trust me.
That's her time.
Listen, trust me. So I'm obsessed with not Jordan Catalano or Jared Leto, but his fucking brother.
Okay,
Shannon Leto.
Oh my God, I fucking think he's so hot. Yeah. It's so weird. I think
Chrissy's
he's so hot.
Jack Antonoff. So just for reference, Chris is a little bit older than us. She's 40. So just, she needs to catch up. We need to catch her up sometimes.
There's no way.
Yep. Yeah, she's 40.
Holy shit.
So like, that's like, so there's like,
she's
some
like
references.
Our group mom.
Yeah. So like, there's like some references that I'm like, who the fuck are these people? And like, music wise is one of them that I'm really like, I wouldn't say on the cusp.
You know, Fun.
Because I'm like, I love my, like, my music. Like, I'm an emo queen.
Then real. You know Fun.
But yeah. I don't know what the hell Fun is. Oh, yeah, sorry, Vanessa. Loud. That was loud.
I don't know why I can't figure out these volume levels today.
But yeah, my thing with Girls That Killed Me.
Wait, sorry.
No, you got it. Okay. I know that Brit. I know that hook.
You know this.
Oh, I know those people. Oh, that's, their name is Fun?
The guitarist of that band used to date Lena Dunham.
But that, the name of that band is Fun?
Yes, Fun period.
It has fun to have a period.
It has to have a period.
Not an exclamation point, a period. It's just Fun. It's not Fun, it's Fun.
Is this 20?
Is that 20? It's not
21
Pilots.
See, this is where my world comes, like, it all meshes together.
This is young people music.
Is it Panic at the Disco?
No, it's not.
I mean, you're in the right neighborhood.
Like, that's where I want it. That's where I live. Listen, trust me. That's where I still go back to on many, many days. Like, that's my happy song. Like, you know, that's where my world is. What is We Are Young? Oh, those are the We Are Young people.
Yes, sweetie. Good job.
Sorry. But, like, my issue with Girls is that I started watching it, and I lasted a little bit, like a couple seasons in, but I would literally have to turn it off.
I would get so excited.
Because there's, like, scenes that, like, I'd be watching it, and I'm like, I need to fucking leave this room right now. The whole relationship
with her and Adam
fucking was too hashtag. No, that to me,
that's not what bothered
was
me.
Hashtag too real for me. Like, I was in that relationship.
The way that he treated her.
I was in that relationship.
No, and he treated her horribly, and then he got into that Broadway show, and then she... That was, okay, that was actually a really nice, like, turn of events. So when she went away to, what was it, the writing school in, like, Iowa, and then she came back, and she hated it, and then she went and came back to her old apartment, and then another girl answered the door, and he had basically left her without telling her. That was horrible to watch.
I'm telling you, that, like, that was just hashtag too real for me. And I had to, like, there was times that I'd watch it and I'd walk out of the room, like, I'd be watching it with my friends and I'm like, I gotta go. I can't watch this scene.
Yeah, but then when you realize that that guy, that asshole boyfriend, is now Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
From Star Wars is pretty
intense.
No,
he's a great actor. That's not my issue. So my issue...
He's a great person. Like, person. Like, he does so much.
Adam Driver.
Oh my God, he's like so much for Wounded Warriors, for like XPOW.
He was an ex-Marine or something, yeah. Right?
He does so much. Him and his wife are both ex-military, and they do like all sorts of. They have like a charity program that actually goes to military bases and like helps with to perform like plays and things like that, so that they can like express themselves, because he used theater and his art to express himself after
that's he cool. served.
So I have researched him. He was just way too real to my relationship world that I need to know more about that boy. I was like,
I've dated you. Pretty sure. I know who you are.
I know who you are. I know your name, and it's not that.
So what I didn't like about that show is that...
I didn't watch this show, so...
You didn't watch Girls at all?
No.
I gave it a whole first season because I was like, I hated it from the first episode, but I'm like, no, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it an honest-to-goodness shot, and I'm like, let me see if there's actually... Like, if this has a voice. Like, I want to see if there's something about this, because people were raving about it, and it was Judd Apatow, and I love Judd Apatow, and I'm like, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to, like, not be an asshole about it.
And was like, that the episode where you fucked your doggy style and then just left her there, and she was just sitting in that?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to give this a shot. And I was, like, the right age. I was, like, 22. Yeah. I'm like, let me do this. So just a little bit about me. Like, I got married at 23. So yeah. That's everybody's face. So
how old were you when you met David?
Kindergarten.
No. Shut up. 16. So
yeah. Wow.
So
I'd be so unhappy if I married the guy that I met at 16.
Yeah.
Not like not you, but like the guy that I was dating when I was 16.
I know that this is not like normal.
No, it's great though.
I know that there are a handful of us that exist.
And you beat a bunch of odds.
Yeah. There are a handful of us that exist. Like we're not the norm, but we're out there. And that's, you know. So what annoyed me, and I have a few people that I've spoken to that are not the norm, but feel this. Oh my God.
Put it in front of your face.
Feel the same way that I do, even though they aren't in my exact situation. So, what I didn't like about this, and I feel it's a misrepresentation of women of our generation, in the sense that, like, not everyone is. And I. This might sound offensive, so, like, whatever, I don't mean it this way, but I'm sorry if you get offended. Not just you specifically, whoever is hearing this in
the royal you.
Do you get to where you're going?
Please.
Okay, shut up.
I want to know if I'm offended or not.
Not everyone is like a spoiled rich white girl.
Oh.
You know, so sorry.
I am not offended.
So, like, not everyone is like, has their parents paying for an apartment in New York City at 26.
Right.
And then is bitching about the fact that their parents want to cut them off because they're still paying for your apartment at 26. And
you're bringing it back to girls.
Yeah, okay. I'm bringing it back to girls. Like, not everyone is paying for a two-bedroom apartment in New York City at 26. Like, has their parents paying a two-bedroom apartment in New York City at 26 years old? You know, like, I decided to get married at 22, and, like, actually, when I was 18, I had to get a job because my parents, I lived in their house, but they stopped paying for all my shit. So,
me too.
You know, I had to get a job, and I had to pay for my car insurance, and I had to, like, pay for my... I had to pay for my car insurance, and I had to pay... My car was given to me, but it was, in 2004, it was a 1996.
Ooh.
And I had to pay for my gas, and I had to pay for my phone, and
Mine was a 2002, but it was a neon.
Yeah, neon was great.
It was great. So many memories.
Neon was great.
Neon was awful.
Neon sucked. Like, it was great because it was like your first car, but it was fucking awful.
It was awful.
You know, and like, at 22, and like, I was living, like, I had just gotten married and like paying for an apartment and like having a real job.
How could you relate to Lena Dunham? How could anyone relate to Lena Dunham?
Right. You know, like, I'm sure, like, and I know girls that related to that because I knew people that whose parents were paying for them. But like, I felt that there was, for me and for certain people, that wasn't something we could relate to.
At least Carrie struggled with money.
Exactly. Carrie struggled with money. She had a shit job. She
had a shit job, and she clearly had a spending problem.
Yeah, but exactly. Like,
that's relatable.
That's relatable. My parents taking me out to a 5-star restaurant and telling me they were going to cut me off was not fucking relatable.
Aside from The Ring, though, with Carrie and Sex and the City, like when she like had to buy her apartment, did they ever like deal with like her spending problem? No. Like, was her credit card ever cut up? Like,
it wasn't cut up, but I know that she had it like maxed out often. Like, she did say it.
Like, they should have had like an episode dealing with that. Like, they someone like coming and like trying to repo her shit.
No. Basically, no. She wrote a book and it all was fixed.
Yeah, the book magically fixed it.
I mean, what, and then Charlotte gave her ring to pay for her apartment, but that was about it. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And we never heard about her paying that back.
No,
because Charlotte told her not to.
Yeah, but then Charlotte got the apartment. She got to keep the apartment for
Charlotte
her, like, away
days. Got to keep her apartment, and then she got her her $1 million prenup.
God. We should all be so lucky.
Charlotte married well.
Charlotte.
Twice. Well, twice, I know.
I mean, Carrie did, too. Big is not...
No,
like, that's nothing to
say. He's a Wall Street... He's a Wall Street finance guy.
All she had to do was put it with 10 years of emotional abuse.
Yeah.
No, but Carrie wrote 4 best-selling books, too.
True. Yeah, but an author is not steady pay, you know? Right?
You had 4... bestsellers on the New York
Times. I have, so I know what I'm talking about.
I'm glad.
I am Carrie Bradshaw.
Shh. Don't blow my cover. I'm only living in Sweetwater because I have to.
Witness protection.
I'll be recognized otherwise.
Exactly. You guys just don't see my beautiful clothes.
Got it.
Not wearing Converse and jeans from Target. No.
No shame in Target.
Love Target.
Whatever. Sex and City's better than Girls. Fight me.
It's just gonna give you like.
It's more visually stimulating.
100%.
Yeah.
Stephanie, watch the bold tape.
No, not Stephanie. You watch it. You watch it. It's fun. It's fun, and it's the girl from Faking It.
I have issues with
Freeform. I love Faking It.
I have issues with Freeform shows. I'm sorry.
I love Freeform shows. Freeform, except for Famous in Love, because I have an issue with Bella
Thorne.
Really? What? Why?
Because she sucks.
She's so much on, like, herself, like, real world her, is so over the top that I can't, like, take her as, like, the regular her that, like, she's, like, playing in these, in the show.
Yeah.
It's, like, her, because when she was, and here's the thing, like, when she was dating Greg Sulkin.
Who?
She
you know what? Never mind. Keep going.
Okay. He's on Runaways now.
Yeah.
Go on. When they were dating, like, her social media was, like, very, like, you know, couple-y and stuff like that. And, like, she would do little things. But
is she and Ann Perkins?
No. Oh, complete okay. opposite.
Ann Perkins.
And then she went, like, when they broke up, and then she started dating Tyler Posey, like, right away, which there's still some question about that overlap. The kid from Teen Wolf. And then, but like, she just went, like, so far out there that it's, like, who are you? Like, what is you? So, like, that, like, I can't grasp who she is.
I saw this thing, I think it was Vogue that did it, like, did, like, this 20-minute video thing about her, and they followed her around for, you know, a week or so. They interviewed her sister and this weird guy that she's dating now and, like, went through her house. She seems like she's all right, like, you know, intelligence-wise, but God, I kept looking at her. I'm like, girl, you need a bath.
Thing like I'm seeing, and like I can't picture her in like the show Famous in Love, which she's playing like this like super starlet, like all clean. I'm like, no, you're not clean.
But when when you see her like in those like, but you when know she's like dressed that down, that beautiful, she's so pretty.
Yes,
who's like that too? Is Shailene Woodley? She's really pretty when on camera, but she does not take care of herself outside.
No, well, she's a big DIY girl.
But she,
well, not only
she's
that,
one of these people that like lives in the woods, like when she's not on,
well, not in front of your feet. Well, not only that, like Miles Teller. Because, like, let me tell you that the cast of Divergent is,
he's
like, super,
though, right?
Yeah,
like, as
he
a human,
is.
He's
he looks it. But, like, the cast of Divergent is, like, super, like, incestuous. That's not a word. There you go. Okay. Because, like, and not in real life.
Oh,
it's just, like,
lost.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That's why we have food coming.
It's 3 minutes. Wait, keep going.
Oh. So, like, that, like, the Divergent movie was, like, her, like, big thing. And, like, all the boys in it. Like, after they did that, or during the filming of the Divergent series, they've all, like, done movies where they've been her, like, romantic leads.
Huh.
So, like, the guy that plays her brother in Divergent was in The Fault in Our Stars with her.
Oh.
And, yeah. And then Miles Teller, which was the jerk guy from Divergent, played with, oh god, I forgot what it's called, like The Unexpected Path or something like that. So the movie, and then Theo James is her love interest. So like all the guys that she's like BFFs with in the thing, she's done like other movies where they're like a couple.
Huh.
So super weird. But Miles Teller was in, I can't remember the movie that they're a couple in, And he says that, like, kissing her was, like, the worst thing ever.
Are you serious?
Because apparently she takes these capsules. Well, it was this whole article about, like, people that hate kissing. People like how, what's her name? Lily from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Willow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Allison Hannigan.
There you go. How she hated, like, kissing Jason Segel. Not Jason Segel.
Yes.
Jason Segel. How she hated kissing him because he's a smoker.
Ah.
So she said it like they like went back and forth the entire series of How I Met Your Mother. Like she was trying to get him to quit. She couldn't get him to quit. Like, and then she like, so she would dread. Like, if you notice, like, there's certain seasons where the, like the, Lily and Marshall barely like kiss because she didn't like make out kiss because that's she was funny. Like, no, I'm not kissing you. But, and he said, because she apparently takes like dirt capsules. Like, apparently, Shailene Woodsy drinks dirt capsules because she's going totally, like, nature, like, for, to be more with the earth and things like that. So, like, she, like...
So, just walk barefoot in the grass, dude. Like...
Apparently, it's something
that's... Is that worse than placenta pills?
Yes.
Does anyone... Dirt. Did you guys do that?
Fuck no!
No, I got a lot of shit for even talking about it once.
Really?
Yeah, like, everybody was like, no, don't fucking even think about
it. Did you consider that?
I did at one point.
Ew, why?
And it wasn't a Courtney, like, thing. It was actually, which I don't know if it makes it any better. It was
I'm hardcore judging you.
Tia and Tamara Mowry. It was a sister-sister issue. But they had their reality show. And I'm horrible at which is which. Like, they're ones that I
really... Yeah, Tia and Tamara.
No, but, like, they're, like, in my head, they're really, like...
One has a birthmark on the face.
Yeah, but they're really, like, hard to tell, like, which one was which. Like, one is married. One was on The Game.
One is married to a white guy, though.
One is married to a white guy. He was a news anchor or some, like, a journalist for, like, on TV. And they own, like, a vineyard. His family owns a vineyard in Napa.
His name is Adam, I think.
Yeah. And then the other one, she's married to, like, one of the guys that was on The Game with her also.
His name is Corey.
Yes.
You know a lot about these people.
Their reality show was good.
Show.
And like the one that was pregnant first, the one that was married to Corey.
Yes.
He like they did the whole placenta like capsulization thing and stuff like that. And I looked into it and it wasn't gonna be like eating like
the capsulization thing doesn't gross me out as much as like
eating it raw. No, you're not putting it on your plate and eating like a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to do the capsulization and everybody was like,
well, my friends,
bro, people do it.
My friends shot me down really quick. Like, they were like,
I would right to do
so. I would have supported you.
Thank you.
I'm never having children.
Fucking disgusting.
Ever.
There's so much
that goes into that. Ugh.
People don't, like, mothers know, but, like, outside the, like, mom world, and it's not like we're like, oh, we know. No. There's, like, some shit that only moms, like, know, and we don't talk about it to other people.
No, but people will.
Because there's, like,
people
weird
will talk
shit that you deal with.
Yeah, but people will talk to you about it when you, like, first get pregnant. People will be like, oh, my God, you're pregnant. And then all the horror stories just come.
Basically, we're waiting, like, and I really think it is, like, basically, mothers are waiting for someone else to get pregnant.
We're waiting to
so,
like,
that we can then tell them all the things that nobody told you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people don't want to hear it. Like, sometimes, like, you, like, as a new, like, pregnant, like, person, you're just like, I
let me just be happy for like 5 minutes.
And we're like, listen, did you know about a mucus plug? And then it goes downhill from there.
I don't want to ask.
No, you don't.
It's kind of like a cork.
Stop. Don't
do that to her.
Leave the poor girl alone.
She's got food coming.
It's true. I will stop.
I know that, like, I have been around, like, the little, like, the droplets of information that moms share with each other. It scares me.
We have a friend who hasn't had kids, and every once in a while we'll just drop a nugget on her. Like, and there's a friend of the podcast and person on the podcast, Missy, and there's times that we'll just throw knowledge on her and she's just like, what?
My favorite,
I don't need to know this.
When we told her about the science of breast milk and how it changes, and she was like,
yeah, breast
what
milk
do you mean
is
it
like,
changes
it changes it like it apparently your boobs can sense, like, if the baby's sick or if the baby needs, like, different things, and it'll change. Like, you can pump in the morning and it'll be, like, thin, and you can pump at night and it'll be thicker because it changes.
Hey, Jeffrey.
All right, so I think we can pause here and go eat dinner, and then we'll be back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Thanks for holding. We're back.
We're back.
Did that voice annoy you, Stephanie?
There's a lot of heavy breathing there.
Where?
Not on mic.
Oh, me? Is that, I didn't do
I'm
anything.
Not on mic. Hold on.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh.
Hold on!
Oh, those are stickers. Were you here when we.
No,
them?
No. I just look.
Mary
so
got
stickers.
Geek Bros stickers.
Okay. I wanted to bring up Show and Tell because I just saw the new Rolling Stone cover.
Dun, dun, dun.
Look.
Oh, shit.
It's Cardi B and Offset and their maternity shoot.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I love the hair.
We have very strong opinions on maternity shoots.
Oh, we do.
That is a massive tattoo.
Yeah.
I didn't know she
is
had
that. Peacock?
I don't know.
It's colorful.
That's like Where's Ben Affleck phone? Back tat kind of
right?
Like.
That's what I thought too.
Oh, I think he does it on the table.
This is intense.
It's Chrissy. You can look at it.
Jesus. Okay, so
Chrissy, describe to the class what we're looking at.
So it's Cardi B in a black
cloak-ish. It's puffy. It looks like it's taffeta.
Yeah.
She's got like 60s bouffant hair.
I love the hair.
I like the hair.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a fan of big hair.
Yeah, totally like dream girls like type hair.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's dream girls hair. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, amazing heels though. Those heels are pretty fucking amazing. Shoes. Yeah, like. Like those heels are.
I was too focused on the tattoo.
Some pretty amazing heels, and it's like showing her belly out and apparently
ass
she has
out.
A ginormous like.
Yeah, it's a peacock.
That we decided
like
it was?
Down her like.
Well, I'm not deciding it's a peacock. It is a peacock.
This isn't an otter sloth conversation.
I'm sorry, I
we have a friend that can't tell the difference between an otter and a sloth, and it's really fun to send her pictures and like try to have
otter
to
or sloth.
It out. Yeah, yeah, it's a game we play now.
And then what's
his name? I wasn't focused on the tattoo as much as I was on like. So our faithful listeners know that I am not a fan of bare belly maternity shoots. It's just not my thing. For various reasons.
Are you a fan of maternity shoots in general?
No, I'm not.
Her favorite is
Heidi Pratt.
I just don't think that they're.
What did Heidi Pratt do?
Oh,
they were beautiful.
No, I kind of love Heidi
Those
Pratt.
Were
oh, we do. No, we've been we've been liked.
We're fake friends with her.
Yeah,
she tends to like our comments whenever we.
Are you serious?
Whenever we tweet at her, she tends to like tweet at us back.
Oh, that's great.
So
they're really good with Snapchat. She like they're good on social.
Yeah, they're really good on social media. They're really interactive with their fans, which is fun. And of like the handful of celebrities that have ever interacted with us, like they're pretty consistent. But that's about it. So that's in our heads, like they're our best friends. But that's really
they have a standing invitation.
Yeah, that's as far as it goes with
Spencer and Heidi.
But
are they not on Instagram?
In my opinion, it's very difficult to do a tasteful maternity shoot. Typically, they're very cut and paste. Number one, I tend to think that they're all usually really similar, and then I just don't think that I think it's very hard to do a tasteful maternity shoot. I don't like bare belly maternity.
I think that Heidi Pratt did a very.
She did.
I agree.
This could not be. She's so ethereal.
And then she on her first Mother's Day.
That's
did
how
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
She went back.
To
the same tree. With the baby.
God.
Like, yes. So.
And I love her, like, her breastfeeding pictures. Oh, my God.
No, it's gorgeous.
That kid looks just like Spencer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
she's nailing these maternity pictures.
Yeah, yeah, she really is. Because like we have a lot of opinion on we had a lot of opinions on the Beyonce Virgin Mary pictures.
Oh,
yeah.
So
I think we're all in the
that
same
that collective
realm.
Sigh was...
And then like my Christmas cards were like inspired by that.
So... so we have like a lot of feelings about it. So like this one, like, and
oh, he's oh beautiful.
I didn't see these white oh, yeah. the white dress.
So I'm gonna again ask the question the same as I did with Fun. Who's Offset?
He's one of the Migos.
Oh, I actually know those oh, because God. Of the Met Gala.
Yes, they're right over Versace.
Because he showed up
good
to the Met Gala.
Job.
No, okay.
I'm so proud of you.
This isn't like a Tyga, who are you? Like, you know,
no,
he
goes are
Tyga. Who are you? Like the longest time I was like, who the fuck is Tyga?
No, they're legit.
Yeah, and like the Migos, and I know not I'm not gonna lie, I have no idea what songs they do, but they like rocked the fucking
if you're into Cardi B, she'll shout out Offset sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, like they rocked the fucking red carpet of the Met Gala. But they came out
that Offset cheated on her.
Oh yeah, that's
and then
right.
She took him back because she.
And then they got engaged, right?
I was like, yeah.
Listen, so, whatever happens in their home, it's at their home.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, he's still got to prove himself, but you know.
I mean, I think. I mean, I love Cardi B. I think she's insane.
Yeah, she's nuts. Yeah.
Like I lost like my like one moment with her that I was just like, okay, I can't with you. Is they were interviewing her for I forget who it was.
I loved her Met Gala look though.
Well, yeah, and they asked her like, what you know, do you have any advice for somebody that's trying to make it? And she goes, I don't know. I just did it for myself, so they need to figure it out. And I was like, bitch.
Damn, Cardi.
Like, I literally was like in my mind, Key and Peele just showed up. And I was like, bitch. Because it was that moment of just, like,
as a flashback,
what?
This was Cardi B's Met Gala look.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah. Yo. So, you know, I'm not a...
She's not... That's not the kind of woman that's going to go out of her way to help. Like, the young, another aspiring girl. Women in the yeah. hip-hop world at all.
No.
Well, we had... Did she get famous? I mean, yeah, obviously she was a stripper.
I mean,
was it Love & Hip-Hop?
No.
She was on that show. Yeah, she was on that show. No, it wasn't.
Basketball
was? She just kind of came out of nowhere, like, though. I feel like...
Google.
Where did Cardi B come from?
Where did...
I feel like she kind of came out of nowhere, though, because...
I put where did Cardi B and like the third option was come from.
Where did, oh, that's just gonna tell me where she's from.
Yeah, she's from like Washington Heights in New York.
Yeah, but yeah, when she Let's said that see. I was like, what? I'm like, okay, I'm done with
are you
now.
Surprised by it though?
No, but at least like
why do you think she's gonna be like work really hard?
Yeah, she was on
believe in yourself, never give up.
At least find somebody like famous to be friends with.
Strip. She could have just said strip. Start yeah. stripping. That's how
just
I started.
Start stripping and then.
That's how Nikki started.
Record on the side.
Look, Vanessa. Look at Nikki.
Vanessa, you know your the Instagram like things you may like search.
Mm-hmm. But I feel.
Look, as it's going.
You know what,
going
to
come
no...
up. Look what's going to come up. It's going to come up on the right hand corner.
Ah, the kissing booth.
But, you know, I feel like of
it's
all,
a horrible
of all the genres
Netflix,
of music,
but
it's amazing. Amazing. To break out through hip hop for women is probably the most cutthroat.
There are only two standout women in hip hop right now. It's Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. And
yeah.
Nicki Minaj was reigning for what? Almost a decade.
Probably, I know.
And before her.
And before it was Kim. So
it was, yeah. It was, and then, you know. Yeah, then Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. is probably more R&B. I wouldn't consider her hip hop. Yeah, Missy.
But Missy was
Missy's
like.
Missy's a producer now. Yeah, though, like, that's
she
her
was
whole focus.
Yeah. No, yeah, like it's very, very few and far between.
Latifah before Missy.
Oh God, she was like straight up, like this. That was no like.
Who was around before Latifah? Yeah.
No idea.
Sure, there was somebody.
Was there?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a hard gig.
Four white girls talking about black girls in hip hop. So I mean, could we really figure this out?
I mean, I'm sure Google could help us. But.
I mean, we're just doing it off the cuff, so whatever. But you know. I mean, I don't even know where we were going with this, but and, oh yeah, like just the cover
maternity
of
shoot,
yeah, or the cover of Rolling Stone. But you know, that being said, I didn't know that she had that peacock tattoo. Number one,
we all learned something.
We learned something
that
today.
I feel like I need to
it's
ask
like
the
a
question.
Statement
is this, like I feel that is the same, and like it just and like I said, it reminds me of a certain other
bird tattoo.
Which is
but Ben, is that a phoenix?
Is it real?
Is that a like, phoenix that he has?
I don't know what he has. Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck. Oh, it is a phoenix.
Yes,
it
fuck is.
I always
what that is.
See the pictures of it. But is that really going on when he takes off his shirt?
But what? Was that a post Jen tattoo?
It was.
It has to be.
Yeah, she would never have allowed.
She
them
would. That, no, there's no I way. Miss them together. Honest Company is gonna allow.
I
that. No, wrong.
He's a
wrong.
Dick. I hate him.
I feel like she put up with a lot with him.
She definitely put up with a lot from him. He
oh
was.
My God, I forgot what this tattoo looked like.
Yeah.
Listen,
I. You know, heaven forbid Neri listens to this episode because he's gonna scream so hard.
It's like a drunken mistake.
He really is.
Hates when I talk about Ben Affleck.
You don't think that probably took like 12 hours?
It did.
Like,
that, you that, can't, no, that you, like that's not a sessions. Drunken mistake. You
no,
have to
consciously make that. Yeah,
that's
no,
more than
session.
One session.
Make
that's more than,
that's more than one session. He had to come back.
Yeah.
Like that's not a drunken mistake. That's back. A conscious choice.
I feel like maybe the outline was a drunken mistake, but then you like, have to commit to it.
At that point, you're like,
so big.
No, imagine a couple of years ago, you see him on the beach again. Like half of it's like gone because he did the laser hair, the laser removal.
Or he gets fat and then you have to like, it's like sagging.
You have a stretched out phoenix. <Okay. laughs>
Since we're talking shit about people.
you mean it's Friday? This is what we normally do?
Like, have you guys... What happened to Johnny Depp?
Did you see those photos of him looking all creepy and skinny?
Supposedly it's for a role.
Let me see.
Like, I'm hoping.
He looks sick.
Like, he does not look like him.
No, this is not captain.
After he married Amber Heard, though, I was done with him. Well, like, and the way that whole, like, relationship ended.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was more like the...
Winona forever.
The
Where's Winona?
It's more the abusive husband thing that did it for me.
Did you see that video that she had, like, you know, secretly, like, filmed him in the kitchen? He was, like, screaming at her.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's weird because Vanessa Paradis, throughout that whole thing, came out and said, like, in the 14 years they were together, like, that's not the person that she knew. So it's so strange how, like, you can be one person in one relationship and be how people bring that out in each other.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so weird how you can be one person in one relationship and one person and a totally completely different person in another relationship. And people,
I've been terrible to guys that I've dated in the past. Like, now I'm nice to the guy that I'm dating. It's very interesting.
I mean, it's
it's a unique experience for me.
How do you be nice to people?
But I mean, it really, it's, I guess that's what compatibility does. Like, if you get along with people or not get along with people, and toxicity.
It's true.
Yeah.
It could go the opposite direction too. Like, in a healthy-ish relationship, healthier. But like I can tell you, like, I am meaner to Jeff than I was ever to any other boyfriend that I was ever with before Jeff.
What? Yeah, I'm really mean to Neri.
But here's the thing. Like, I was scared, but because I was scared in my other relationships to be, like,
yourself?
Mean, and, like, to be, combative, or, like, to, like, complain, or to, like, state, like, okay, I am unhappy with what you're doing. So I was a very people pleaser. I'm a very big people pleaser in general most of the time. But when
Christy with the clipboard.
Yeah. So later on, like, realized that, like, with Jeff, like, I became, like, a little bit meaner, poor Jeff. But, like, because I felt safe that, like, me being or standing up for myself, he wouldn't run away. Because I knew that I loved him and he loved me.
I like that.
But
that's confidence.
Yeah. So, like, I realized it's funny. Like, you do are a different person, because I was such a, well, it's okay. That's what I told you. The beginning, that girl's relationship fucking killed me. Like, that was just hashtag too real for me. Because I was in a relationship where it was like, okay, whatever he would give me, I would take. And later on, I realized, like, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? More. Like, just to take, like, oh, yeah, you know, we're not really in a relationship, or we're not really, you know, it's just what it is right now. And then in, like, his next relationship, like, she demands, I am your girlfriend. I want a title. I want everything. And he gives it to her, like, without even a question. So it's like, shit, it's just that I wasn't confident enough in myself or in the relationship. And it took a long time for me to, when me and Jeff got together, that I was like, oh no, you know, I'm confident in this relationship. I know what I want. And if he doesn't want to give it to me, then he can go.
See, I make the demands now. Like, I notice, like, in this relationship, like, I was always, like, very timid in the past, like, where I kind of just, like, attempted to let things, like, develop on their own. Now, like, when I felt that it was time for us to, like, become, like, actually boyfriend and girlfriend, I was the one that brought it up, and I kind of demanded that's what I wanted. When I realized that I loved him and I felt that I there was nothing else that I could do except for say it. I was the one, instead of just patiently waiting back like everyone else told me, feel like it's really best if you let the guy do it. I'm like,
no, fuck that. Yes.
And I drove down to South Beach and like I was like, I need to talk to you. I need to see you now. And I demanded the time and I said what I needed to say and everything, you know, I was prepared to face the consequences if that didn't go my way. But it's empowering, you know. Yeah.
And that's comfort,
and that's confidence and maturity and growth and all of that.
Yeah, and then so like you go from the extreme of like you can be like, and if this is the, obviously we're talking about like the Johnny Depp thing and the Amber Heard thing, and that's like the negative of it. But you can see the positive of it too.
Right,
that like
when it goes the right way,
that you're like, no, you know, I'm not going to be that like just sit and wait because that's not what I deserve. And that's not what I want out of this. You know, the same thing, the opposite is like in these relationships, these people are just taking what's given to them and it's not the right thing. But it's just like, okay, I guess this is how it is.
Scraps.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I don't know. But yeah, Johnny Depp's like that whole thing. I really hope it's
Oh, yeah, that's how it started, Johnny
Depp.
Yeah,
I really hope it's like a Joaquin Phoenix, like, we think he's crazy right now, but it's really for a role.
Well, remember when Jared Leto was losing weight for, I can't remember the role.
The Machinist.
That was Christian Bale.
Dallas Buyers Club.
When he was losing a bunch of weight for Dallas Buyers Club, people thought that he was sick, and it was really that he was losing role to get ready, like preparing to play an AIDS patient. So hopefully it's for a role. I used to love Johnny. That being said, I used to love Johnny Depp. Like, I really did. He was like a huge, like, big crush for me, and like I can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, like, I mean, the assholes, man, like everybody's a fucking asshole now. I mean, I guess they always were assholes, it's just
coming to work knowing about it now.
Yeah, we're hearing about it now in the last, like, you know, couple of years.
Yeah, but God, why is there so many?
Everybody flies too close to the sun, man.
There's got to be one we can all agree on that's like not an evil, like, sex maniac. And
Jason Moore.
No, yeah. He's
not an evil sex maniac.
Well, I mean, not evil, but I feel like he's definitely a sex maniac.
I mean,
not evil,
but like, he's doing it with his wife.
That's what I mean. Like,
okay, he's an evil sex monster.
Is not an abusive asshole.
Like a prominent actor that we can all agree on.
There's like not is, an, a sex like a abusive asshole.
Yeah, that we can like, are we like George? Feel okay about like having good feelings about
George Clooney.
Killmonger?
George Clooney. So,
Michael B. Jordan is
that. That's not been looking good lately.
No.
He's got twins.
He's getting old.
He has twins.
He's getting that old guy face. He got twins. And like that.
Listen.
He had kids.
He has kids. Like, it's all
he had that, like.
He had kids.
Did Miri have hair before the children?
He did.
Listen, we don't all look like Brad Pitt, like, after kids.
He has kids.
That's why.
Six of them.
Nope. And he's still. I'd still there. He's still hot.
But he's like.
But now he's going through some weird shit there, yeah, too. So, see, he's in that weird, like, is he the asshole or is she the asshole? Like, you don't know.
Did any of you guys watch True Blood?
Yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård?
100%.
Yeah, I hope.
And I hear, you know, he is apparently a gigantic feminist.
Well, here's an interesting thing about Skarsgårds. So, the men in that...
Tell us, Stephanie.
Here's an interesting thing. The men in that family are all actors.
Yeah.
The women in that family are all doctors. So the men in that family get made fun of constantly by the women in that family because they're like the schlubs because they're just actors while the women in that family
save lives for
a living.
I was walking in Brooklyn one time years ago when he was still dating Alexa Chung. Alexander Skarsgård dated Alexa Chung for years.
Really?
They walked by, like, I was like standing right here and they walked straight
across. Oh, is he like stunning in real life?
Like, the floor was slippery, like, after he walked by. He was amazing. So beautiful.
And he's like 6'7".
And tall and blonde and perfect. I would leave, I don't care who I'm with, I would leave anyone
Did you watch Big Little Lies?
I never watched it.
So, but I can't watch it. That's going to ruin it for me because he's a dick in
that. Here's the thing. He's
a dick in True Blood.
No, this is a sex.
And he loves suits.
But he's charming. No, but this is like, Big Little Lies is...
He's abusive in Big Little Lies.
He is the, like...
Really?
He's the abusive asshole. He is the bad guy in this. But his, I'll give you that he is probably the one that we can still hold on to because the way that he was flawless in that role. But the way that after the show, when all the award season kicked in, the way that he lifted Nicole Kidman and Shailene Woodley and Reese Witherspoon and all of the women of that show up at that. He was like, I am just like, because people were talking about his performance and he was like, they were the ones. This is their show. This is about them. Big Little Lies is about the women. All the men in that show, which, you know, my boo also did a very good job of supporting the women of that show. Adam Scott. I love me. I have my type.
Yeah, no, we know.
So, like, all of them, but, like, he did such, because his role is, like, what he says, like, he was just a vessel to give Nicole Kidman the performance. Yeah, to give like, there's to raise Nicole Kidman's performance, because she plays his wife in it.
Who is he friends with? The girl from Juno.
Ellen Page.
I know that they're very, very good friends.
Such a strange friendship.
They made some movie especially together height-wise. And they became buddies. I know.
Because she's like this.
She's a little girl. Mm-hmm. But he is supposed to be like some ultra feminist.
He was like a big vehicle in her coming out, too.
I can see that. But like,
in like her public coming out. And I'm sure she was out, but yeah. In like her public coming out.
I just watched Juno like a week ago for the first time. You hadn't seen it? I'd seen it, but not in years.
Oh.
Like, this movie still holds up.
Like, no. It's still like a good, like, it and then again, you're watching.
I haven't seen it since.
You're like Jason Bateman. Yeah, you're like,
I like him though.
I know, but in the role, you're just like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, he's also kind of a creeper.
Yeah, a little creeper in that. But, like, and
he's a kind of a creep.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Can we talk about, like, high school and, like, adult creepiness?
Yeah.
Two nights ago, I was watching Clueless again for the first time in years. I think we all the community.
I saw it not that long ago.
She was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And Josh was, like, well into
college. Oh, I said this. We were watching it the other night. And I'm like, Josh is so creepy. Like,
yeah.
I said it to Nary. And Nary sat there and defended the shit out of Josh.
Well, because he's
Josh.
He's going to disagree with you just to disagree.
Yeah, but Josh is creepy. Josh is creepy. First of all, because he's her stepbrother, number one.
Well, ex-stepbrother.
Ex-stepbrother.
It doesn't matter. They lived under the same roof. It's fucking weird. Sorry.
Technically, he's like 19.
It doesn't matter.
I was watching this with my boyfriend, and he was one of the. I feel like my boyfriend's a bigger feminist than me, and he points it out. And I was like, "Well, we just don't talk about that, you know? Like, I mean, we need to like just turn our other.
You pretend that like she's a senior. We pretend that
she skipped a few grades. Don't worry about it.
We pretend she's 18 and he's 19 because he's only a freshman in college.
Yeah,
I was watching this like on Monday this week or
it was on recently. This week.
No, we were watching it here like on Apple TV.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We were watching it on Tuesday.
It was Monday of this week, I think, or I last week.
Movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, no, I love it. Is a great movie. I love Clueless.
I probably haven't seen it like maybe like 4 or 5 years, and I was just like, holy shit, we need to see this now. And then like it builds and builds and builds, and you like actually.
It was Tuesday. It was the day before my birthday. That's when we were watching it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that's what we're talking. We were on our little pause break. We were talking about this outside that like, and also I think we talked about in the beginning of the podcast that watching a lot of things now. Fucks with you.
Yeah. Because Gia, sorry.
Gia.
Yeah. It's okay. I have a friend.
Everyone does it.
I'm so sorry. Gia was saying that she had never watched Friends. And I told her that she was saying she'd never seen Gossip Girl. And we told her, like, if you're going to watch those shows, you have to watch it, like, with the mindset of, like, whatever age you were, what that was, or with the mindset of somebody being the age of in that time period. Because otherwise, if you're watching it, being 33 years old in 2018, you're going to hate it because of the zeitgeist of right now. Yeah. There's no way you're going to hate it. So if you're not going to watch it, if you're going to watch Gossip Girl being 33 in 2018, you're not going to like it. But if you're going to watch Gossip Girl, it came out in 2004 and you were what, 18 in 2004?
Like,
yeah. Yeah. You put yourself in your high school mindset.
In your high school mindset, you'll probably like it.
So
But if you're going to watch it now, you're going to hate it.
I used to watch Gilmore Girls, and I still do. I mean, I've seen the series 100 times, but, you know, going through and watching the repeats now, it's difficult. And you're talking, like, something from, like, what, 2000 to 2007, especially those early episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, their jokes now are completely, like, you can't air that stuff anymore. It's just, it feels weird to watch. 30 Rock, I love 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Most of that series, and I get it, it's a comedy and all of that, but, like, some of the jokes that they're making are horrible. Even
Frasier.
Don't.
I love
don't. Stop. Don't say it. Don't. Because what I've been, my boyfriend and I are doing this thing when we are physically together, we are watching Cheers from season 1 to season 11. Neither of us have seen it, and this is like what we're doing.
Right.
So we're, I think, on season.
You're going to watch Cheers and then you're going to watch
Frasier. I'm six seconds. I don't know. Right. It's so exciting. Like, I love it.
Friends, Vanessa and I love Friends. Yeah. But Friends started in 1994 and ended in 2004. Like, one of the major storylines is that Chandler's dad is a transgender woman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's funny. They make some really funny jokes, but there's some jokes that, like, now are really transphobic.
Yeah.
But in 2002 or 2000...
It was just funny.
Dude.
You know...
I'm watching a lot. I love like older movies, like Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
I was watching one the other day where there were like, it was a musical and the main star was performing in blackface.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you just have to like,
you have to take it at face value. You have to.
I just had like put my head in my hand. I'm like, those were the times. You know, say that to yourself.
My husband's like that. My husband watches a bunch of like these old movies in black and white and they make fun of my husband all the time.
I like your husband.
My husband's name in the group chat is Grandpappy.
That's cute.
So my husband watches all these like black and white movies and all these old school movies and I watch like I don't like sit and watch them with them, but like they're often on in the background or whatever. And it's the same thing. You have to just kind of take them
for what it is,
and like in the time period in which they were made. Because,
well, like when you watch Tom and Jerry cartoons, exactly. Or when you watch Bugs Bunny, stuff like that, you're like, this is so offensive, so racist.
Dude, Peter Pan has a song called "What Makes the Red Man Red."
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is so. The first time
I just saw that, racist. I just watched Peter Pan like a year or two ago for the first time in like forever, and I'm like, oh my god, should I let my kids watch this? I'm like, this is awful. But I'm like, no, it's. It is what it is.
Well, like you and me and Stephanie, you watched PLO.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I go back, Pretty Little Liars, no matter how many times I love that show, it was a fucking like labor of love to go through some of the seasons of it.
For real.
Because they fucked with you every year. But fucking Ezra.
Yeah.
He's the teacher-student relationship. Not only that, but like, and you're supposed to believe that like she's, when it starts, she's like 15, 16, and he's graduated college.
And teaching.
So he's 23. If we go like as short as we can, 22, you know, and we're supposed to buy this. And then the more the series goes on, when you find out more stuff about him, and then knowing that, to go back and watch the beginning, you're like, fucking creeper.
Didn't they have that in Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, first season, Pacey's sleeping with his teacher.
And his teacher stays sleeping with his teacher, and it's like, oh, how cool is he? Because he's an older woman.
Let's not even go that far. Season one of Riverdale, Archie's sleeping with Miss Grundy.
No!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a that's show.
I haven't seen it. I know the call. I used to grow reading the comic, but Miss Grundy was so old!
No, but it's not old lady Miss Grundy. They made Miss Grundy like 24 on this.
And super hot, and like, yeah. It's just, they completely.
I heard it's a great show, though.
Yeah.
Riverdale's fucking great. You should
but
watch
they switched
it.
Up, like,
they changed a lot. Yeah. Miss Grundy's like 24.
Do you guys watch Supernatural?
Yeah. Jeff's favorite Jeff's like fucking show.
I have
13 seasons.
I know two people that have been like with it like since day Jeff. One, yeah, and they're like in it. Okay.
No, he thinks that it's like end all be all. And like I've watched like here and there just because I can't watch 13 seasons worth of 20 something episodes. So like I can't rewatch it like from the beginning. There's a lot going on. In my head though, I watch it and it like I still laugh at Jeff. I'm like, they're from fucking Gilmore Girls. I'm like, both of them.
One of them's from One Tree Hill.
Well, but he was in both of them were in Gilmore Girls.
Who was in Gilmore Girls?
Both of them.
Wait, what's his name?
Supernatural.
Oh, Dean Forrester. Yeah, he plays the other guy. Yeah.
It was like Jared Padalecki and Jason Nichols. And
Jason Nichols was on One Tree Hill.
And he was
married to the chick from One Tree Hill.
He's married to the chick from One Tree Hill. But he was a love interest in, well, also in Dawson's Creek. And he was also a love interest in,
in Gilmore Girls.
So he was in all the teen shows.
Yeah, and then Jared Padalecki was Dean from...
But that's the thing with the WB or CW.
Gilmore Girls.
When you're locked into
they'll... Well, same with Disney.
It's like Disney, yeah.
Yeah, they like move around all over the place.
God, imagine though, like Jared Padalecki's been with like the same network forever. And like, you know, who the hell works for 14 seasons on one show that's like not Grey's Anatomy?
And they don't even have like, and at least like they have like some security on sport on Supernatural. There's no security unless you're Meredith Grey.
God, you're right.
Let's be real, because if you ain't her,
listen, I don't want to talk about it.
You guys watch Grey's Anatomy too?
Yeah, at this point, it's just been too long. You gotta just like keep it. You gotta just keep going.
Move on. Move on. Because I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
But yeah, Jeff
I like you guys. You're funny.
But Jeff is like,
have like adjacent tastes. I'm into this.
Yeah, like Jeff, my husband is like obsessed with Supernatural. Like he wants to go next year to the Supernatural.
Gia watched Passions. She can come back whenever the fuck. I have yet to meet another human being that has watched Passions.
See, I've watched it, I've watched it, but
one
I can't remember anything
in my entire life that has watched Passions. It's my friend from high school, Joey. She's the only other human being that I know that watched Passions.
See, I knew. It was on. I watched every once
like,
in a while.
Yeah, she was like me. Yeah. I watched it every
time. I watched Loving. It was the half hour soap opera before All My Children.
No.
The only other person that I know that watched it every day. Like we recorded it on tapes, on VHS tapes.
90210.
Yep. I watched
the original.
Yeah.
The original. Yeah. I tried to tell
you the story that I told on the Geekmore episode when we did the teen drama show shows. I was 7 years old in bed with my mom watching the episode where Dylan McKay's dad faked his death and the car
exploded. The car blew up. Yeah.
Yes. And he like was hysterical. I remember that like that shit happened yesterday. God.
They didn't let me watch it until I got older.
They didn't either.
I remember when Valerie, I don't remember what happened. I think Valerie got like arrested for prostitution or something. That was like, I remember that being the first episode. Then like they would replay it, like the original episodes in like E or something. And that's how I would like watch.
No, it was on SoapNet.
Was it on SoapNet? Oh my God.
It was on SoapNet. I remember SoapNet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I watched the original like 90210.
90210 streams on Hulu. All 10 seasons.
I have wanted to do a 90210 podcast forever. Who is doing a 90210 podcast?
No one. You want to do it?
I do.
Let's do it.
I really do.
Do you have time for another podcast?
No, I don't, but I'll make time.
This is important. 10 seasons worth.
Okay, wait. Here's my other question for you, and this is where we may live or die. What is your stance on trashy reality TV? Ooh.
Yeah, that's Jeff's worth.
Okay, I watch some. I'm not anti or pro. I'm just...
What do you watch?
Trashy reality TV. I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Don't watch Housewives. No. I'm sorry. No,
that's her show. That's her thing. She's like, wishes that
I used to watch Orange County when it first came out.
Okay.
But then over time, I just never... I don't know why I never latched on to, because everyone I know watches them.
Okay.
I never got into Vanderpump Rules I don't know why.
Vanderpump is pretty good.
I know they are. I know.
I don't watch it religious. I don't watch this stuff religiously, but Vanderpump Rules is fucking good.
I'm into the Bachelor franchise. I'm Bachelor Nation.
How are you feeling about the Bachelorette this season?
It's fucking boring, as every one of them.
Do you know that guy just got arrested for being a fucking sex offender? He's a registered sex offender now.
I tape the episodes. I don't usually come in.
He harassed somebody on a cruise.
Lovely.
And Warner Brothers apparently like didn't do a great background check because it was an ongoing investigation.
He lied about it.
It was like ongoing, and they like didn't find it.
Okay, this reminds me totally like it connects to Bachelorette stuff, but it's like not. So there's like they were.
That's a sentence that was coherent. Yeah. Okay,
it made sense in her mind.
Yeah,
I'm sure it did.
It kind of connects in the world, but it just reminded me of a story that I saw in the news, which I was just like watching and I'm like, is this happening? This is a thing? Apparently, like, there was a story on some news channel, whatever, about Andy, the last Orphan? Bachelorette. Yes.
She wasn't the last. She's like 5 Bachelorettes. Like,
okay.
But okay.
Christy doesn't watch. She has no
idea. Is now one of the latest victims of an avocado injury.
Oh, yeah. She cut her hand open with the avocado.
My cousin
this
did
is
that.
A thing now.
It is a thing.
People are like, injuring themselves trying to
when you slamming the knife into the pit, and I guess like you know you can.
My cousin, she needed surgery.
No, this like Andy Dorfman needed like
Joey Behar.
She broke lost tendons and like so they had to like redo. I'm like, she what? How much do we need avocados? Like, what is going on with people?
You know, it's really easy, though, when you just wait till it's ripe and you kind of just squeeze smush the it. Bottom. Yeah, that's kind of just...
No, like, I feel like they're just...
They sell, like, a plastic tool so that you don't cut yourself doing this. No, but
also, I feel like, what knife are you using?
You don't need a machete.
Like, you don't need a machete. Like, I've, like, taken out the pit with, like, a regular steak knife. I just, like, whack her. Like,
you know what the problem is?
Like, why
they're
not Hispanic. Why
not Hispanic? Yeah, that's what it is. They're not Hispanic. Like, we've been doing this since we came out of the womb.
Like, and to me, like, watching these stories, I'm like, how is this happening fucking to people? Like, I've been eating avocados.
Dear white people.
Dear white people.
This is not how this works.
This is not how this works.
If I'm going to hold on to know I had Dominican hurt. I don't know what these crazy white people.
Yeah, if you cannot be like safe with a knife and an avocado, then go buy the one Unitool that's out there that like is specifically made.
I've seen this contraption.
It's like a rocket ship shape. It's like pointy at the top, and then it's kind of like sharp on the edges, so you can cut the skin. But then there's a little circle in the middle that kind of like grabs onto the pit, and you can
just like an apple right core out.
Here's the thing, and like first you like pop it like on top of the core, it takes out the core, and then you use the rest of the tool to kind scoop of it. In a way like those egg sat like the hard-boiled egg thingy, it's like that idea that like you get in like scoop out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if you can't be responsible with a knife,
this thing,
yeah, if you cannot be left alone with
it's like plastic. A knife,
I've seen that before,
and then like it just slices it for you.
I'm sure you can find it on Amazon, people.
Yeah.
This is like...
Oh, this is on Bed Bath & Beyond.
These people that...
How much is it?
$10?
Yeah, it's a $10 investment. Save your hand.
Cool shit you can find on Amazon.
Skip the... Oh, look, this one's $4.99 at Walmart.
Yeah, like, use that.
You don't even have to go. If you cannot
be
held,
if you cannot be responsible with a kitchen knife with an avocado, these are the same people that shouldn't be using a mandolin.
Listen,
I know people.
Speaking of like how pathetic my life is post 30 years old, I ordered.
Speak for yourself.
This is like how sad my existence has become. I only order things on Amazon that have like a lot of really good 5-star reviews, and I ordered a steamer.
Oh, what, like a clothing steamer?
Yeah.
That's so funny you would say that. I found mine in my closet today.
I've been eyeing one because I didn't want like a bulky one.
Get the mini steamers, the travel steamers.
I got one. It's only like 8 ounces of water that it holds. So it's not like you're not doing like a whole boatload.
If you're doing one shirt, it'll get you one half, and then you flip it over and you've got to fill it again and do the other.
I did a whole dress with one.
Really?
Yeah, because I've ordered a dress. So I only order clothes now online because I don't want to talk to people anymore.
Story checks
it's
out.
It's too peoply outside.
I've reached a point in my life that, like, if it's not like my friends or people that I care to interact with, I just don't want to do it anymore. So
I feel so special.
So I ordered a dress, and I had to. It came wrinkled, and it's for an event I have to go to tomorrow. So I needed. I don't want to iron because who the fuck wants to iron? And steaming is so much quicker.
Isn't the greatest,
dude? It's fucking awesome. So it was $30, and it had like 1,800 5-star reviews. So I plugged it in, and first of all, it boils water super quick.
Which one did you get? Was it the Joy?
I don't know. I will screenshot it to you.
Okay.
And in 5 minutes, it was perfect. And I did my shirt and my son's shirt in 5 minutes. Amazing.
Have you seen that movie Joy with Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Which one?
But I know what you're Joy. Talking about. I know what you're
Joy?
Talking
about. Oh, yeah. So she has a line of products in addition to that mop, like those velvet hangers.
And I love velvet. My whole closet is velvet.
And hangers. She makes steamers. So I went, I figured it out. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I had that stupid $20 coupon.
Don't have those coupons. Those coupons are
amazing. Do you know that I have like fucking stackable. 50 of those?
Yes.
Well, yeah. And then they don't expire.
And they don't expire because it doesn't matter. And did you know that you can use them at Bye Bye Baby because they're the same company?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So if you ever need to get baby gifts for someone, like when your friends all start to have babies, you can stack them up and you can get like a ridiculous discount on baby gifts.
You just remind me, my friend's like going to give birth in like 3 weeks. I should probably get her something.
Yeah, well, you use your 20%.
I have a whole pile in one of my drawers filled with them.
Yeah.
But I went there and I used it for the Joy steamer. It was like $20 or whatever, and it's with me all the time.
It's
incredible. If I go away for the weekend, I pack it. You never know when you're going to need a good steam.
No, you're 100% right.
These are the things that like now.
These are the things that make you happy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you open a new sponge in the sink and you're like, I have this new sponge. The fuck is wrong with me?
It's called the iSteam. This is what I got.
Okay.
No, I've seen
that one too.
Dude, it's fucking fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. Like, do you understand that my mom and me got so excited the other day because she finally like went to the store and found like a sponge holder.
For the sink?
For the sink.
I have one.
The one with a little hole. Because we had, the one that we had was like part of the soap dispenser.
Oh no, those suck because they don't have a hole. They don't have a hole. Drain and it gets like moldy.
It gets moldy. Yeah. And we're like, oh, we need to buy it. And we just kept forgetting. And my mom was like, look what I got. And me and her were like so excited. And Jeff was just like, fuck is wrong.
Sitting there by the sink, ooing and eyeing.
No, you know what's good about the steamer too? Because you know, sometimes steamers, like they bubble up and then like the water, like this one doesn't do it. The other thing this one doesn't do is that like the steam doesn't like shoot out of it. So it doesn't, like, you don't even see the steam.
I like that.
So it doesn't, like, burn you.
I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I mean?
I've done it, like, there have been a couple times, like, where I, like, steam my face. I don't know if it's healthy.
No, it does. They actually have facial steamers. So Jack, okay, I'm going to plug some. Jackie Schimmel of the Bitch Bible Podcast, which I listen to, like, religiously. Hey, Jackie.
sure, she's
yeah, listening. Yeah, she's listening. She's listening. She's my friend. She's listening. She's, you know how sometimes when you're, like, you're actually a podcast listener, but then you're like, oh, my friends, but you're, like, an asshole. And
that's how
like,
I feel about Tudor Queens.
Yeah, exactly. But they're, like, not actually your friends. You're just an idiot and, like, talking. Listen. Why talking to yourself in the car.
I'm pretty sure I'm best friends with the people from the Pretty Little Podcast because we talked back and forth all the time and on Twitter.
Jordana and Aileen from Bitches are my friends.
Yeah, like, okay. These people were my friends.
Great. Jackie's my friend. She's told me about the facial steamer.
Have you seen the machines that they have where you can actually use real fruit to make facial masks?
No.
It's that's on my thing? Wish list on Amazon. It's like $250.
Yeah, that's too much.
But money. It's like it'll make your mask for
Christmas.
For you. You could just shove a bunch of fucking strawberries or whatever in there, and boom, you have the okay. Strawberry facial mask.
So do you know that on? So I kind of obsessed with K beauty products. That's
the Korean beauty.
Yeah, you can get like a pack of 38 sheet masks for like $12 on Amazon. Amazon is like my jam, dude.
Amazon is the best.
I get everything on Amazon.
I have a like 5-pound jar of this.
The Amazonian clay? No. Okay, because I get that shit on Amazon. It's $9.
Oh, I have a thing of
this
Aztec.
This is so entertaining. Watching this back
Aztec
and forth.
Clay, that's what
I haven't
about.
Used it yet. I haven't used
it's,
it yet.
Okay, don't do I it hear with water. Don't do it with water.
With the
do
apple
it with
cider.
Apple cider. It It smells like shit, but it is the fucking best. Your face feels like a baby's ass afterwards. Ooh, your face, okay, so it's gonna feel weird. It's gonna
they say pull, it
yeah, it pulls your skin. But I swear to God, I do it like a couple of days. Don't do it every day. Do it like every 2 days. But leave it on till like it feels like your face is gonna rip off. But your face feels so
okay.
Amazing.
Not sound appealing
no,
all.
I promise you.
I've heard really good things. It's one of the best reviewed products.
It's one of the best reviewed.
Send me the link.
It's one of the best reviewed products on Amazon.
It's really inexpensive too.
It's $9. The tub is like this big.
Okay.
I only do it when David's out at practice.
I do face
solo,
masks when I'm alone.
This is a solo experience. I even wait till Link's asleep because like sometimes he looks at me, he's like, "What is wrong with your face, Mom?" Like it's
I did a charcoal mask and then Oliver was like, "Mommy," and he looked at me and he was like, "The fuck is
on yeah you have to this is a solo ride but like put a show on that like you'll be distracted, let it dry completely. The other thing is taking it off is a little bit of a mission, so like don't get dressed. Like I put on like a robe and then like I'll go in the shower and rinse it off.
Okay,
this has been your beauty tips, guys.
this is actually like I'm glad that you've like done this before because I was a little terrified to use it.
Can you send me the link? Because I want to get it now.
No. It's really good. Yeah, K-Beauty. Also, like, the snail stuff is really good.
I've heard about that, too.
Yeah, I have the serum and the eye creams.
You know what? I used to go, like, nuts and, like, do all this different stuff with, like, my facial care. Now, I go on Amazon. I get these because I used to steal them from... I'm not a shoplifter at all.
Sure, Jen.
We believe you.
One time, I was at LaGuardia Airport in New York City flying.
It's the worst airport.
It's a nightmare.
It's awful. The only airport I think that's worse is Hartsfield-Douglas in Atlanta.
I think they're the busiest airport in America.
No, worse than O'Hare? O'Hare sucks.
You might be right.
Well, Atlanta's just huge.
So is O'Hare.
Atlanta's just
huge. Well, they're both hubs. That's why they're terrible.
So there's like this, like, you know, like waiting or whatever. Like they have like the stupid shops where you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
And I forgot facial wipes. I needed to buy some.
So you stole them.
I didn't. It was an accident.
I accidentally put it in my purse and walked out.
So I started grabbing a bunch of shit, like snacks and like the stupid facial.
They deserve it.
They were like facial wipes.
It's built into the cost of your airline ticket.
The markup on these things are outrageous. They practically owe me this with the prices I pay to get here.
Yeah.
The tickets. Mm-hmm. Fuel costs.
I agree.
So, I grabbed a bunch of snacks and these olive oil facial wipes that remain from Italy. And, like, you know, it's like that section where it's only the fancy stuff, but there was no other place to go. So I walked over to the register and it was self checkout. Okay.
Oh, so. Self checkout. They're like asking you to see.
Really exactly.
It's like the clothing racks that are outside the store. You're like, well, this just fell in my purse.
So I'm like, you know, I am trying to be honest and scan something. And then, like, the facial wipes.
Scan something.
The facial wipes would not scan. And, like, I kept trying and trying and trying and trying. And out of sheer frustration, I just got mad. And I threw it in a shopping bag. And I paid for other things that I went about my way. And no one stopped me. So then every time I flew out of LaGuardia that, you know, for, like, a whole year, however, like, the rest of the year I was living in New York, it was, like, a tradition that I would, like, steal these. Olive oil wipes.
It wasn't true. I stopped trying to scan it after that.
I practically gave up. But, like, you know, I had a method to how it, and I never got caught. So then the last time I went back there, I realized that
I'm reporting you to LaGuardia CSA, by the way.
They don't even have them anymore.
By the time this podcast came out, Gail will have been in jail.
We've got a GoFundMe set up for her bail. It's at 42 cents, so please contribute. But they discontinue these facial wipes. So I'm like, motherfucker, what do I do? So I found them on Amazon. And now I buy them. It's like $20 for a pack of three, but I pay for it because they're incredible and they smell amazing. That rose water spray.
The Mario Badescu?
The Mario Badescu. I actually just went to Trader Joe's a week ago and I got their version of it, which is $3 cheaper. So I'm now switching back and forth between them, but I'm obsessed with the Mario Badescu. Mm-hmm. I do that and jojoba oil and sunscreen and that's it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But it's like that simple shit and then like to throw in a mask once a week or once a month.
No, but like K-Beauty is like I've totally switched over to like I drank the Kool-Aid and I totally switched over to K-Beauty. And like since I switched over to K-Beauty, people tell me all the time, like they compliment me all the time. They're like, your skin looks great. And like I'm like that asshole. I'm like, no, it's not. Like I'm like that asshole that I constantly find shit wrong with myself. But since I've done it, people compliment my skin more now than ever.
I've heard horror stories. Like, I knew one girl that broke out really badly with it, but your skin looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously. You're like, no, not really.
No, it doesn't. I actually have, like, I have, like, one right here that I'm, like, I noticed today, but thanks. I appreciate it.
I started getting, right when I turned 30, I started getting, like...
You know what it is? It's the phone. When you get them down here, it's the phone. It's the shit.
I freaked. So now, like,
that's why I don't take phone calls.
That's why I put it on speaker.
I wipe it down with an antibacterial. You know, when I can remember, I wipe it down with like an antibacterial wipe. But my doctor gave me this thing called spironolactone. It's like it's not even an antibiotic. It's like this ridiculous pill. If you Google it, it's like this holy grail of like pills, and it helps with hormonal acne and bloating. It's a diuretic. I don't know. I think it just squeezes out all like the shitty bacteria out. And like it squeezes out your water. You take it and you have to pee like crazy like for the rest of the night.
Oh well, but we had children. We already have to pee all the time.
Yeah, this is true. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If you cough,
especially
if you have a cough or a cold, you're fucked.
Or you laugh,
or you wear a pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you sneeze.
Or you jump.
Or you move.
Gia is terrified. Yeah. She's never coming back here.
I'll come back here. I just want to have any children.
Yeah, or, like for real, it's like totally true. Like I was texting them like, TMI, I have a cold, I'm wearing a pad. Because every time I sneeze or I cough, you tinkle a little.
Fuck.
If you throw up, forget it.
No, you're done.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's this lady I follow on Instagram that just had a bladder lift to help with that.
Oh my God.
To help with incontinence.
That's a thing?
Yeah, she's like, posted pictures of her jumping on a trampoline. She's like, so worth it. I'm like, oh my God, is this what I have to look forward to?
You could have a bladder lift?
Yeah, well, she had five kids. So that seems like
after my mother-in-law children. Has had four, and she says it just gets worse every
time. God, you imagine that woman? What's that show on TLC?
Yeah.
The joggers? Could you imagine the woman's probably peeing every step she takes?
She sneezes them out, first of all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, he's had intercourse with that woman, like, so many
times. At least 18 times.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm totally paying attention to you guys, but going through the wormhole that is Kevin Smith's Instagram right now.
Your story checks out.
Mm-hmm. Because he has, like, posted, like, gazillion different posts regarding the Drake video that like made my life complete yesterday.
Whatever, my steamer's really cool.
And I'm gonna talk about this because this makes me happy. Okay. I let you talk about your steamer. Now it's my turn.
Did you want some
fries? Ooh. No. So when if you listen to our last episode, I gave Missy and Vanessa a rundown of Degrassi. And Degrassi Next Generation, all that stuff. And then because the world aligns and the internet listens and, you know, Drake.
And our timing is just fantastic. Fucking,
like, we had no one had any idea this was happening. And Drake dropped his latest video for I'm Upset on Thursday morning. And as I told Missy, Drake is not just Drake. He is Aubrey Graham. He is Jimmy Brooks from this freaking Degrassi.
Oh, you should have got a pink one.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. And like they like literally reunited and the world stopped. Drake dropped this video and the world fucking stopped. And at least my world did.
I was like, your world stopped. No, but some of us kept going.
But people have like.
But I love that Christy was like, I'm in my car and I'm screaming. And I'm like that is such an internet comment.
I was screaming. Like it was Drake video. Like I had heard like something posted like Drake has gone back to Degrassi. And I go, huh? And I start playing the video and I'm literally sitting in my car going, oh my god, this is so cool, like, you know, seeing like the front of the school and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden every fucking person from Degrassi Next Generation just shows up, including they even got fucking Jay and Silent Bob, like, because Kevin Smith he'll do anything for Degrassi because he loves Degrassi. He watched it as a kid just like me. He was obsessed with it. His dream was to direct and to be in an episode of Degrassi. He got to do that. They did a whole like a bunch of episodes. I have the box set of his appearance on Degrassi. And
of course you do.
Of course. I'd love to tell this story because of that. In Mallrats, Shannen Doherty's character wears a jean jacket that had Degrassi on the back of it, and like Shannen Doherty was like really upset about it because she did not want to have this jacket with Degrassi because she gets to keep her whole wardrobe. But that's like the opening scene of Degrassi was a jean jacket with the logo of the school in the back. This video has made me lose my mind seeing all these kids, seeing him like back as like Jimmy fucking Brooks owning it. You know what? And I said it to everybody. I always was like a Drake quote-unquote hater because I was like, whatever, he's fucking Aubrey Graham, he ain't like, you're from Canada, you're not hardcore, you're not badass, you're fucking Jimmy Brooks.
Your last name is Bufafantizi. You're from Yonker.
Exactly. Like,
if you didn't want to reach me on my mobile, don't call me on my mobile. Like,
that's friends they're going on a Friends tangent. But so like that's the thing is like I
we
always,
needed to have at least one, at least one reference. Okay, just one.
But like I was always saying, like, I'm like, out. Yeah, I was like, you know, like Drake was like, everybody's like, oh Drake, I'm like, he's fucking Jimmy Brooks. Like, you can't be badass when you fucking are from, your name is Aubrey Graham. Like, your real birth name is Aubrey.
Have you ever seen his mom? Like, she'll still call him Aubrey.
Well, and like the people on the show, like the show,
he's Jewish, right?
His mother's white.
His mom, like, white. Yeah,
his mom is like a white Jewish lady.
He was Aubrey.
I'm trying to remember the show right
this
now.
This music's so loud. I'm trying for the life of me, and I can't
girls
remember.
Are naked.
What show was it? I'm gonna actually look it up because it has to be in his IMDb. Aubrey Graham, Stacey Farber, and another girl from Degrassi were on a show right about before Aubrey Graham became Drake.
Really?
And they were like, it was like a cameo appearance kind of deal. And like one of the girls was like, your name's Aubrey, you can't be that badass. Like, and this was before he became Drake.
Aubrey.
So but he owned his roots. He owned everybody, like, showed up, like, he got everybody except for like one or two people, and they all look fucking good. Like, they all still look good. And one of them, like one of them just got fucking hot. There's like one of the guys is like the
he long bottomed.
Oh, I'm gonna show you because he's on.
Love that term.
I love the term long bottomed. So there's one of the like I was watching the video and like I oh my god, look at this person, look at this person, and I was like, who is that? I don't recognize this person. And then even E! News like did a spread on him. So here is this kid. His name was Connor on the show. This is Connor.
Okay.
Remember, do you remember Connor?
Yes.
This is Connor now.
Bullshit. Are you fucking kidding?
There's a couple
me?
More if you want to keep.
No.
Yeah. So like the guy shows up in the video and I'm like, who's no. that guy? Because not to like age the show or anything, as progressive as Degrassi was and as like
oh
many.
Oh my God.
Yeah. As progressive as the show was and as like many characters that they had, they really had like three black characters on that show. It was Jimmy Brooks.
Canada.
Yeah. It was Jimmy Brooks.
Oh, there's
this girl Hazel. Yeah. Like the girl Hazel, which her big like here's the thing, mind you, the girl name is Hazel, and like her big storyline was at that time was that she would tell everybody that she was from Jamaica. Because she was hiding that she was actually Muslim.
I can't believe this. I'm sorry. Like I'm still in shock.
Oh, yeah. And then this kid Connor. Uh-huh, exactly. So he walks out in the video and I'm like, who's that guy? So yeah,
he mm-hmm. can get it.
Yeah, he can get it. So if you haven't seen it, E! News has the photos. His name is AJ Salden or something like that. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of nowhere. I was like, where the fuck did you come
He fancies
from?
Himself an artist too now.
Yeah, but I was like, damn.
I'm going to be just like Drake.
Yeah, I was like, where'd you come from? But I was like, mm-hmm. But the show, like, they had Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries and all that, because she left Degrassi to go on Vampire Diaries. Like, her character was written off that she became a model. Like, she left to Italy or France or something to become a model. But it's because she landed the pilot for Vampire Diaries. Spinner and Emma got married.
Oh my God.
That's what it was. Because they just, like, he just said it. Because Kevin Smith has been doing a, like, post on each of the kids. Instagram? Yeah, he's been on each of the kids. So he's done, like not every single one of them, but, like, a good amount of them. So he's done. Yeah, so, like, he did the one on Emma, which is that one. And he says, like, how, like, aww. she's on the show, they're married and all that stuff. So it's, like, and, like, he does, like, a Manny, how, like, the Manny and Craig storyline was, like, his favorite storyline. Like, again, I need to find, and to anybody out there, and I'm going to put this out into the world, and I'm hoping that because Drake has done this video, that Degrassi Next Generation will be available to stream.
Hopefully.
Because it's not right now. You can't even buy it on iTunes. You can buy Junior High, the original series, and you can buy Next Class, which is the one that's like going on right now.
Manny.
Yeah, but this series you can't find anywhere. It's available on Amazon Prime, but Amazon Prime doesn't have it currently for some reason. Like, it used to be available, and now it says currently unavailable is the whole seasons of this.
Is that girl in
Degrassi? Okay. That was Terry. The one that was the, like, a little bit, like fatter girl that became, like, the plus-size model that had the abusive boyfriend.
Oh, God, I vaguely remember that. There's so much drama.
That, like, they had this whole thing, and he, like, pushed her, and, like, she fell and hit her head on the rock and almost died.
Shit, that I remember.
Yeah. So, like, that's her. Like, I had to Google who they were because I was like,
do you remember? Is that the musician?
That's Craig. Yes! That's Craig. The one that, like, him and Manny had the thing because, yes, this was like, he got every single person. So, thank you, Drake.
Manny was the slutty one.
Yeah, now. With her thong out because she wanted to, like, reclaim, like, she wanted to, like, make a new image because she was considered, like, the cute girl. Ugh. But she wanted to be hot. So yeah, like, this is,
I have a lot of feelings, like, yes! happening right now. This is intense.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping, and for any of you that listen to that ever watched Degrassi or that are having these feelings, please, you know, tweet us, Instagram message me, anything, because I don't want to be alone, because Vanessa and Stephanie don't understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand that you're very excited about this.
I know, but you never
this.
Watched it.
I watched some of it.
I mean, like, I don't understand the sentiments towards this show in particular, but, like, I understand, like a teen drama fandom.
Like, here's, like, this show, like, I looked up the ages because I was like, I need to fucking, like, justify this. And I am, this show premiered in 2001.
Yeah, that was my freshman year of high school.
Which was, I was, like, 21 at this point in time.
Okay.
And the reason I
was 14.
Yeah. The reason I watched this show.
Whoa, what wait a minute. Stop. What happened to the goth girl?
She's there, but I forgot. She's like, she's there. The one that was like the Stacey Farber.
Yes.
She's.
Is she there?
Yeah, little redhead. I don't know what picture she's in, but she's not in that. That's Marco.
God.
The first, like, well, like openly gay character.
That's right.
Did you see this?
Yeah, but like, she's a redhead. She was, Kevin's.
Well,
yeah, but her name is Stacey Farber. If you want to just Google her, because she has a thing. Yeah, I did. But yeah, so that show, like, honestly, when it started, the reason I watched it at 21 was because I was so excited that there was going to be a spinoff off of Degrassi Junior High.
Okay.
So I watched that show because, and then I just got hooked, and literally this was my Friday night show. Every Friday night I would make sure I watched this episode before I went out, because it was like Degrassi's Next Generation was pretty fucking great. Because Degrassi Junior High was after school special shit.
Oh, 100%.
And like, this show was that, but like a better like budget. So thank you, Drake. And to internet gods out there, give me Next Generation to stream, because I need to watch this again. It's amazing.
Like, fall into the rabbit hole.
It is. It's so good, but it's so worth it. And like, look, she posted this, which that's just amazing. There's your Drake. There's Drake.
So hard.
Yeah, Stacey Farber posted that because she's like, this is the Aubrey I will always remember.
Good for her.
Yes. Which, no, like... Okay, so I'm off my box. I had like so much fucking fun, like just watching that video over and over again, and now knowing like my Where Are They Now thing.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I am happy for you.
And well, I'll tie into this. I didn't know if we talked about it on the show or anything, or if it was just in our chat that One Tree Hill. The hashtag Christmas 2018 has been debunked of like as far or not debunked, but so. There was a lot of excitement because
there was pictures surfacing of a couple of One Tree Hill cast members together on the set somewhere, and it was revealed that they're doing a Christmas Lifetime movie. So it's not going to be a Hallmark movie, so it won't be like hot garbage. But it's going to be just like regular
garbage. But it's not trash.
It's not a movie One Tree Hill reunion, unfortunately.
Didn't what's her face call out Chad Michael Murray the other day?
She said she didn't want to be married.
Yeah, that
she was like forced into it, and he got really mad about it.
Sophia Bush.
He's like kind of a garbage human being.
There's something nasty.
Shocking.
Unfortunately, which, you know, I mean.
Yeah, she said that, like...
Again, like, men are trash.
Yeah,
like, you know.
She said at that point, she's like, at that age, you sometimes just do things because people expect you to do them when you're with somebody, and when you're held responsible for somebody and you're the only person that can get somebody to do their job and get to set on time, that sometimes you just feel that it's for the best of them, for them and for your world if you just stay with them.
Well, they were only married for, like, what, 5 months?
Like, 5 months. And then he cheated on her, too, so...
Yeah, and then she dated Nathan.
She did it.
And then she likes her co-stars. Don't get it wrong. She likes her co-stars.
She did it Austin Nichols, too, so...
Yeah, and then she ended up with the guy that was her husband at
the Austin
end.
Nichols. Who went to The Walking Dead after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I love me Sophia Bush.
Though. I love me some Sophia Bush. Yeah,
totally.
Sophia Bush makes me happy. I'm really, really sad because she left, and I don't know why she left, so I don't know where she's going to now.
She's in Incredibles, too. That's why she's doing a bunch of press.
No. But I mean, like, but that's like quote unquote voiceover work. So, like, what show is she doing?
Disney.
No.
Stop.
Yes, but that's not the reason that you leave your moneymaker, like Chicago PD, that you've been on for 6 seasons. Like, where are you going? Like, she was written off the show. They gave her a window so she could come back. But like she was on Chicago PD. I'm a big fan of the Chicago shows, like Chicago PD and Chicago Fire. Like, I love it. And Chicago Med. Like, I'm a big fan of that little world.
It's ABC, right? And it's like
NBC.
NBC.
Wait, it's Chicago PD, Chicago Fire,
and Chicago Med.
Is there Chicago Law?
That didn't go well. It didn't work.
They couldn't cover all the major professions.
No, they did. They tried it, and they actually took Antonio from Chicago PD. And he like guest stars on Chicago Fire a lot because that's how they crossed over. Because the way that they've done all the crossovers, like to bring out the shows, is somebody has a sibling. So Chicago PD was the first one, and Antonio's sister, Gabriella, is a paramedic on Chicago Fire. That's that crossover. And then one of the cops on Chicago PD, his brother is a doctor in Chicago Med. So that's how the show's been. So then they went rogue.
Coincidence.
Yeah. And they went rogue.
How that all worked out.
Yeah. They went rogue and they tried to do the Chicago Law, like just by taking Antonio and plopping him into the law show. Didn't go well. So he's back. we brought him back now. Yeah. they gave him his job back. Like he was just like working a little bit with the law, like the public.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, I forgot what I was going with that one. Oh, Sophia Bush. That happened.
I don't know. I love Sophia Bush. They also, all the girls, staffers, and cast members came out against the showrunner from One Tree Hill, like 18 of them, for sexual harassment.
Jesus Christ.
Last year. So.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we came full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Look
how that works. I'll end you on like a funny note of that. Like they said, this isn't really funny, but they were doing.
Not ha ha funny.
Not ha ha funny, but this is ha ha funny.
Not funny, ha ha.
But so they're like doing this whole thing of like, oh, you know, because Hillary Burton is now like, because of, she was one of the ones that was like possible reunion. It's ended up being the Lifetime Christmas movie. And people are like,
they just can't. I mean, I don't know how they would do a reunion. Yeah, they came out against their creator. So they did it themselves, or WB just does it without
him. And they gave you a pretty,
YouTube.
And honestly, they gave you a pretty like, but like wrapped up in a bow ending, yeah, of that
did.
Show.
They did.
Like, but they're doing this thing and they go, where, you know, one of those BuzzFeed or like whatever, like, what is Hillary Burton doing now? And I'm like, bitch, she's fucking
kids.
She's with Negan.
She's not with Negan. She's with Denny.
She's with Denny. She's with Negan. She's with Papa Winchester. Whatever you want to call her.
She's with Denny.
Because he's also Papa Winchester from Supernatural.
No. She's with Denny.
Yeah.
She's
gonna hit you.
It's okay. But like, they're like, oh, where's Hillary Burton? I go, we know exactly where she is, and you leave her alone. She's in a good place.
She's fine.
They're like, oh, what has she been doing?
She's winning at life. She's
yeah, like, they're like, what has she been doing? Yeah, they're like, what has she been doing since the show?
She doesn't
like,
have to do anything.
Have you seen who she got? She is a
she
happy.
Won. She won.
She won.
And she is a fan of Grey's Anatomy. Like, she says
she
it.
She was on it.
No, but she says it like...
She was on it. She was like, a homewrecker, but she was on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, but she says it. She's like, yeah, like, I had a crush on him when he was on who didn't? He was Denny Duquette.
Oh, God, you remember? Then she, like, got in bed and, like... It was like she was like in her prom dress or something.
Because it was the hospital.
I can't do this again!
All that wires.
Stop! I can't do it again.
The only reason I know the name of those wires is because she cut them.
The only reason I know anything medical on Grey's Anatomy is because
you watch Grey's Anatomy.
I watch Grey's Anatomy. I have my medical degree because of Grey's Anatomy.
Let me tell you, to this day,
I have
day,
mine from BuzzFeed.
My law degree is from BuzzFeed.
I think we had this.
That's the one.
I think we had this discussion once that we were like talking about like different illnesses and stuff like that. I'm like, could it be Kawasaki disease? Alicia Silverstone came out and like, she was there. She was a very determined mother because she thought her kid was sick and nobody would listen.
Was it lupus? Because I got that from House.
No, I know about Kawasaki disease because I dated a guy that his little brother had Kawasaki disease, and it took him a long ass time to figure it out because it's so rare.
Like, I'm telling you, like,
so
right,
that's why whenever they can't figure something out, I'm
Gigi
always like,
Hadid has Kawasaki.
Yeah. I'm like, is it Kawasaki?
I don't believe anything the Hadids have.
I'm so skinny because I have Kawasaki disease.
Shut up.
I don't believe they have anything because they make shit.
Is Kendall,
there's a whole season of Beverly Hills Housewives where they talk about Munchausen.
Oh my God.
Is it just me or like if the whole rumors about Kendall and this kid are true, like she's downgrading, right?
Oh, with Anwar?
Yeah. Like, he's like, he looks like he's basically like waking up from a heroin bender.
He looks like one of like the younger like Hilton brothers.
No, but like he has like perma bags. Like, every time I see him, he looks like he has, like, he's dark circles under his
modeling
eyes.
Modeling is a tough life. Yeah.
Really like, he doesn't so sleep.
But
like,
don't all models do drugs, isn't that just
no, but that's not, but, like, I'm like...
It's part of the life.
Like, I feel like she, like, started making out with him to take away from the fact that, like, there was, like, the basketball player that she apparently, like, homewrecked. Because, like, his girlfriend came out and was saying that, like...
I don't know, I just feel like...
I feel like Kendall can do no wrong. Like, it's Kendall. I don't know.
She's like I feel like, sadly, she's like the only sensible one now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Courtney's okay. I feel like Courtney's got a good head on her shoulders. Yeah. Like, I would trust Courtney.
Courtney's the only one who went to college. She's the only one that makes sense.
What was that the statement? Like, I went to college, but I I still make more than you, like something like that. Like, it was a Kim statement to Courtney, and I was like, oh, that's cold.
I still think Kendall's a lesbian, so that's just me.
I mean,
if any of them were to be, it would be Kendall.
What are the, like, one out of every 4 or 5?
I don't know.
6?
Statistically,
statistically speaking, you've got all these 10, sisters. Like,
10, all the thing, you know, between the both, all of those families, there's 10 children.
Yeah,
between somebody out there.
There's 10 of them.
There's got to be something going on there. But, and if she is, more power to you, do it.
Yeah, no,
live your best life and live your truth.
Oh my god, my mom loves Five Minute Feud, and we just watched.
Oh, did you watch the episode?
How was it?
God help. God, you know
did
what?
Did they know anything?
Yeah, they did. Actually, they did pretty good. But so
who won?
Well, here's fucking that show. So it's the one Kardashian in the Jenner group, because really, we've discussed this, the Kardashian family is like Khloe, and then everybody else is a Jenner, because it was Kris Jenner, it was Kendall Jenner, and it was
Kris's mom,
Kris's cousin,
and Jonathan
and his mom.
What, Shane?
Oh, Jonathan's mom?
No, that wasn't Jonathan's mom. That was their cousin, Cece.
Oh, that was Cece?
That was Cece.
Wait, Jonathan, he's not even a family member.
They needed to replace Kylie, because Kylie was pregnant at the time. And hiding it, and then the west side was like Kanye, Kim, and like some of his family, and eventually at the end,
how the hell do they get them to go on fucking Family Feud?
I would love to.
Well, apparently Kim, and they say apparently Kim and Kanye are like huge fans of Family Feud.
It's such a good show.
So at the end, the Kardashians won, and it was going to be Kendall and Khloe that were like out there talking, and they said, we know how big of fans that Kim and Kanye are, and that they've been dying to do this, and since all the money is going to the same charity,
when celebrities play, it all goes to charity.
Yeah, right. It was all going to the Los Angeles Children's Hospital. They gave Kim and Kanye
the last round,
the opportunity to do the lightning round thingy.
Oh, cool!
So they did it, and like my mom was dying.
That clip with Steve when she said "butt," like
my mom was dying.
The question was like, "Would you knock things over with like a body part or something like that?" And she said "butt" because she knocks shit over. I mean, I've done it. I've knocked shit over
my boobs.
Well, and here's the thing: you are my mom's game show like soulmate.
Me and her mom are like, I'm the same as a 74-year-old woman.
Because they like get mad at people on Wheel of Fortune for buying vowels.
You don't buy vowels. You just don't do it.
Because they're spending money. They're pretty upset about this. So my mom's like,
why would you spend your money?
I agree though. You don't spend
your money. So my mom this morning, like, we're talking about it, and she's like, pero que come mierda. She goes, what a stupid person. Like, what the hell is she doing? Like, of course. And then my mom's thought process is, no one would answer but, so obviously why would you give such a dumb answer? You're gonna lose the game. And I go, Mom, she's not stupid. And my mom looks at me for a second and I go, what is she known for? What's her money maker? Her ass. She just had 3-minute conversation and everybody talked and looked at her ass.
Yeah. Well, like Steve like stood there and was just like looking over his shoulder. I love Steve. He's such a good host for that show.
No, the best is like the first question is what, from a number from 1 to 10, how hot do you think, how much hotter do you think you are than the people you work with? And she said 10. Shocker.
Obvi.
And I go to her mom, of course she thinks she's the hottest Kardashian, Mom.
Like, every Kardashian thinks they're the hottest Kardashian.
I mean, but they would literally be nowhere without her.
Yeah.
Granted, but we all know that it's Kendall, but still.
I disagree.
It's Kendall.
I disagree.
Kendall is big, phenomenal.
Okay.
I want to be Kendall. Who's the hottest Kardashian?
I don't know.
You can't pick one?
It's hard to pick one.
She's a Kylie.
No, I think Kylie is prettier than Kendall.
See, she's a Kylie.
Yeah, I think Kylie's
Which, prettier. By the way,
I've always thought
not Kardashians.
I've always thought that even before, like, even before all the, even when they were kids, I always thought Kylie was prettier.
Well, no, but if you look at pictures, like, they've been posting, like, a lot of pictures, like, Like, Kendall, as a kid, as, like, a teenager when she started on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, to now, looks very similar. Kylie, it's a different fucking person.
No, I know that. But even when they were kids, when they were kids, I always thought Kylie was prettier. Always.
Okay. No. I'm going to leave you with that one. No. But if we go Kardashian, straight up Kardashian, I would always go with Kourtney.
Yeah, Kourtney. But Kourtney's always been...
She's the only one who's got, like, any logic.
Yeah.
But Kourtney's always been my favorite. I've always been like her. like just her dry, stoic, yeah. like she always cuts you like
people are dying, Kim.
The other day when the guys were arguing, what the fuck were they fighting about?
I don't know, but
that they were going on about
what
something.
What are they fighting about?
They fight about the so we have a group chat.
Never do it. Don't do it. Don't
do
it.
Three couples and sometimes
and our friend Missy. So there's like seven of
poor
us.
Poor Missy.
They and sometimes these the three of them will just fight about the not fight but like argue
bicker
about the dumbest.
I mean, you've things. Talked to Neri. You know yeah. how he gets.
The dumbest things, and I put the gif of Courtney telling Kim when she lost the earring.
Oh, that's right.
Of Kim, there are people that are dying, and I must have put it like three times. It was because it was I can't tell you for the life of me what the fuck it was, but it was I was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, but so people are dying. It was amazing. Okay,
all right. Well, so Gia, thank you so much for being here.
Seriously.
My God, thank you.
You are a riot. Thanks for coming.
No, thank you're you invited. For having me. It's
anytime.
So much
thank
fun.
Thank you for bringing donuts.
Of yes. course. Open invitation.
Thank you for feeding Vanessa's children breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, you did.
We're going to
love you.
Out.
Oh, if Sophie, I was like, Mommy has a new friend coming over today. She's like, I want to meet her. And she fell asleep before you got here.
I'll wake her up.
No. No, we don't do that.
Don't ever wake up a child that's asleep.
No. Just that's for the sanity of the
just
mother.
Just for the sanity of the mother, not for the kid.
Not yeah. for the kid, no, for the sanity yeah. of the mother. But,
she's
yeah.
going to want to come sleep with me.
We had a lot of fun today. We hope you did, too.
I really, really, really did.
Yeah, you can come back whenever.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Completely, like, open invitation.
Yes.
Wine.
Okay, yes, let's talk about our wine. We're drinking a Charles.
Charles and Charles.
A Cabernet Sauvignon and a Syrah. So it is a blend, Missy. You would like this. 70% cab, 30% Syrah. I like it.
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was
a lot.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Strong, bold, and true. Named for the historic post number 35 building. This blend embodies traits that we truly admire. Okay, I don't give a shit. It was great.
Vanessa sometimes like porn reads the back of the label.
I do. Let me see. Blackcurrant flavor. Dun, 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 dun. What else? Dark fruit and spice of whole cluster Syrah.
Yeah, it was really good, and it's we try to like keep it somewhat like budget friendly.
Affordable, yeah.
This one is regular price $14.99, currently $12.99 at Publix, but it had like one of those like labely things on it, giving an instant $2 off, so it came out to $10.99 a bottle.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans. So, all right, guys, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network along with a whole bunch of other podcasts. What's Up, Bro? Mount Geek More, Zeros on Heroes, Shiver, What's Good, Comedy Fitness, Talking Geek, and us. And, Gia, where can the people find you?
Oh, Instagram always at Gia Says, GHIASAYS, on Twitter at Gia Says Hi. And Facebook.
I love the hi.
And on Facebook at Gia Says.
Guys, Gia has a lot of Twitter followers. I just saw social media stalk to you.
I do okay.
Gia has a lot of followers. She's probably like our guest that's had like the most followers.
Yay.
But yeah, we had last year, like, you're a Degrassi fan, so I automatically like was
Jesus
like,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, please. I know, it's rare you find people
listen,
that are into this.
She's a Degrassi fan, you guys have the steamer, like, we have donuts, it's a good day. Like, we all have something in common, it's amazing. So, we have a new best friend. So thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we're going to say best friend of the podcast from now on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, if you found us, you know how to spell it.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
Good job.
It's taken me 2 years to do that.
And then that's at gmail.com and then all
every
across social media.
Yeah,
all
every platform.
So thanks for listening and cheers.
Cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.